And who cares what happens in America?
Well, we saved your ass in World War II. What do you have to...
You never did, and who asked you out just now?
You piss off, woman.
Don't talk to me like that.
We don't need you anyway, bitch.
Shut up. Fuck you! Call me a stinky, stinky fucker.
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
What do you feel it? All get together and welcome them to the stand with a great big hand.
Fuck you, big motherfucker.
Good evening, everybody. Madhouse Radio is back on the air. It's 10:06 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Thursday, May the 22nd of the year 2008. I am Carlito, your host for the evening. We'll be on until about 12:30-ish p.m.-ish. No, that's a.m. I always make that mistake. Because, you know, it's still night, so you want to keep the midnight as p.m., but it's really a.m. I think we should just consider midnight 12 p.m. and noon 12 a.m. because I'm usually, in an ideal world, I'm not awake by 12, or I'm just waking up at 12, so I consider that morning. In an ideal world, I will be having breakfast at 12 noon, to be honest with you. Anyway, so we'll be on until like 12, 1 a.m. or something like that, whatever, we'll fill it out. We got a lot planned here tonight, got a big show. As always, it always is a big show, but tonight is an exceptionally big show. We got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of things planned.
How big is it?
Dude, it's just hella good. I'm not a person to use that. I don't use hella a lot. I'm not big into that word, but I think tonight I will utilize the word hella as hella good show tonight. I'm predicting. Prediction. My prediction tonight.
Gotcha.
So take a sip of my grape.
The hella just seems to fit this show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, you can get a hold. You can reach us tonight. Via Yahoo or AOL Instant Messenger. The username is Madhouse Radio. Screen name, I guess, is what you really call it. Again, that's AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger's Madhouse Radio is the screen name. On MSN Messenger, you can reach me at madhouse@live.com. Again, that's madhouse@live.com on MSN Messenger. Toll-free, the line is 1-888-278-8509. That is a toll-free line here tonight.
The zone calling for Carlito.
1-888-278-8509. What are you saying, Talk? What is it, man? Are you making a comment machine? What's going on?
Someone in the chat room is saying, Tuck, did Carlito block me?
Who's that? That douche dude? No, he's not blocked, but...
Yeah.
You're not blocked, but I'm not taking calls now. We don't take calls in the first part of the show, Mr. British Columbia.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
Take it easy, Brucey. And you're not allowed to. You need to message me first and let me know you have a lady on the line first before you call. You're not. I already told you 2 weeks ago, homeboy. You don't call into this show.
Oh yeah, it's a rule. That's
the
right.
Only
yeah.
way he's allowed to call into this show is if he has a lady on the line who we can talk to for about 2 or 3 minutes, and then we'll let him.
Okay.
Say whatever he wants. Anyway.
Well, we'll be policing that action.
Yeah, you know, we definitely will. Hell yeah, bitch. Anyway, so please go to our website, madhouselive.com is the website for the Madhouse Radio Show. We have prank calls, archives of our old shows and bits and stuff. And we also have our new Madhouse Radio CD. Tonight is the official release show. How's Your Fat Ass Doing? The cover was provided graciously artwork by Tuck, original artwork by Tuck. Very good deal. And you did a great job with it.
Also known as Mike Tucker, which is on the cover there.
Okay, that's right. That's
TuckerMike.com and all that. And you can see all those beautiful things he has done.
Any way you can mix Mike and Tuck and ER and you're good to go. Mike or Tuck. All of that. He's all of that. Anyway. And Hollywood Vanya actually printed labels also. Anyway, I'm holding right here in front of me. This is the first copy that was pressed of the CD. I don't know if it's visible. Let me get it close shot in to the webcam. There you folks go. This is the very first. Let me move my fat sausage finger.
Oh, it looks pretty and awesome and shiny.
That's right. It looks backwards for some reason. I don't understand. Oh, no, that's not backwards. That's the right way. See, there's a donkey there. That's me in donkey form. And it says, "How's your fat ass doing?" That's the new CD. It's available for free download. You can download it for free, print your own label, make a CD. An MP3 CD is also available for free download. We ask for a donation if you can. Be sure to go to madhouselive.com. Or you can actually purchase an autographed copy of the CD. As a matter of fact, I will be giving out tonight to one lucky listener an autographed copy. The very first copy of this CD. I'm not getting it. Milkman's not getting it. No one else except for a lucky listener tonight will get a free signed copy of this sent to them. This is the one right here you're looking at. Number one. I'm going to mark it number one.
Woohoo!
So we'll see who actually gets this tonight. We got a prank call game. Prank call related game we're going to be doing tonight.
One.
So this is it here. Number one. If you want it, pay attention. All right. Douche already saying he's getting it. He's a very cocksure guy. Tonight on the line, I don't know how many of you out there listened on Howard 101 on Monday.
You got a lady right there.
That's right. I just got off the phone with that Paula Gloria lady, the lady who got prank called by Richard so much on from the Stern Show.
You did?
She just got off the phone with me at 10 o'clock. She's like, "Is this Carlito?" I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "Do you want to talk to Nico?" And I said, 10:30. She's like, "Okay, fine." And she hung up on me. They live together. Anyway, there's this very eccentric dude named Nico.
Awesome, man.
Nico, wow, yeah. Nico Haupt, Nico Hitler. Anyway, I've made contact with him, and he's going to be calling in tonight. We're probably going to do about 15 minutes. I want to see if I can get him to rant like he did on the air, because he kept getting his mic cut off and shit. The guy is a funny dude. Anyway, you're also listening to us on Syndicate Radio, syndicateradio.tv.
I've been watching, like, YouTube, old shows from their show, their little streamlined show they do on YouTube.
Yeah, you saw that,
and,
huh?
Pretty much, it's pretty easy to give him the rants, from what I've seen.
Okay, all right, awesome. Well, I'm going to have to favorite some of his stuff, for sure, on my own YouTube stuff, because that's very interesting. I haven't had a chance to see much of it. I saw some of it. I saw one where he got lunged at by some guy and the cops got called on him or something like that. That was kind of interesting to see. I don't know. He seems like a very interesting dude. So we'll definitely be looking forward to talking to the gentleman. Nico Hitler, Nico Haupt, Nico, whatever you go by.
There's some interesting little people, yeah.
That's right. Very interesante. Anyway, we'll also be taking your calls and your prank call requests. Be sure to send them in. Send it to me in the chat room. Big what's up to everybody listening tonight. Lonesome Losers checking in. The King of Confirmations is in the house. It's the Lonesome Loser himself. He's a gentleman that... I'm going to turn his music down a little bit. Hang on there. There we go. He's a gentleman who works diligently here for the last almost 3 years. While we're coming up on our one-year anniversary show here in about a month and a half. And as a matter of fact, what day is it today? The 22nd?
Your three-year anniversary.
Really?
Yeah, you know what? Next Thursday is going to be the first episode of the last...
Day, yeah.
Next Thursday will be the first episode of the last calendar... of the last year of the Madhouse Show in Theory, if I do indeed follow through and finish the show here next May. End of next May. I don't know if that's going to happen. So we're almost exactly a year away from
the last
end of the show.
Season.
That's right. Well, no. Yeah, I guess so. Kind of. Not really. The last fiscal season, I'll say. But the last season would start in July, technically. That would
right,
be season...
Okay.
Season 4, we're wrapping up Season 3 here at Madhouse Radio. And I'm sure we'll have a special anniversary show, as we've had every anniversary that we've had here. It's always fun. We step it up a notch every time. Dude, you know what I just realized? I'm out of phone card minutes. Actually, I got to go grab the wallet real quick and purchase some minutes. I got to have to play a prank when I do that. Remind me, I can't do pranks until I got to go grab my wallet. It'll take me like... It takes me like a minute. It's really easy. I click three times and boom, it's done. Bada bing. Anyway.
Oh, I
got a phone card. So you probably want to use your spoof card, right?
Yeah, I like the spoof card because it archives it for me and everything. It's all recorded. You know what I'm saying? It's all right there. Anyway, so if you haven't gone yet to the madhouselive.com website, I actually put some samples up of the pranks that are available on the CD. I figured I'll play one of them here. Why not, huh? You know? Give you guys a taste of what's on. Anyway, it's a old prank call of ours here that I'm going to play. Well, perhaps not that old. Well, I guess I would consider it old. This one is called Sam the Donut Man 2. This is part 2 of a 3-part series. A lot of you have heard this. This is older, but some of our newer listeners might not have heard that. It is a classic. It is not dull by any means. Anyway, let me play part of this here for you folks real quick. And we'll be back to talk a little bit, and I guess to say we have an interview starting in about 15 minutes. So hang in there. We'll be right back in a moment.
Donut.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
What's up, buddy?
Good.
Are you the guy who said "fuck you, bitch, motherfucker" to me last week?
That's a great call.
Yeah, that was great. That worked out well.
Donut. Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker. That's it? Fuck you, bitch. You happy now?
Fuck you, happy
you
now?
Bitch, motherfucker. Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker. Okay, that's it?
Yeah,
fuck
that's
you,
it.
Bitch, motherfucker. You happy?
Yeah, that's it. Listen.
No, listen. You listen.
You why listen. You, you listen now.
Why are you chicken?
You listen.
Come over here. If you're a man, don't talk to me. It's like chicken.
Wait.
Okay?
Listen.
Come over here.
You
I want
listen.
To see you. Face to face, motherfucker.
Listen.
Well, listen. You listen. If you man, you chicken. You're not man. You lady. You have motherfucker.
Hey,
come here, show me your dick, motherfucker. You are dick, you are pussy, motherfucker.
Are you asking me
just
out?
Just come over here.
Are you asking
just
me
talk
out?
Talk to me. Don't worry about it. Don't
are
worry about it, you know?
Wait, hold on, buddy. Hold on. Listen to this.
I love niggas.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
you hear that?
So are you happy now?
Yeah,
fuck
I am.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker. That's good.
Are
that's
you
good.
Happy?
I'm happy, yeah, with your mom, yeah. I'll fuck your mom. Yeah, I'm happy.
We gotta call that guy every week.
Donald.
Yo, what's up, kid?
You again?
Yo, I left my debit card.
Okay.
Yo, did you get my debit card? My name is Eddie Garcia. Look on it, Eddie Garcia.
What's your name?
Eddie Garcia, yo.
Debit card? Let me check for you. Hold
I
on.
Left, no, I left my debit card and my military ID.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me find it for you.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
I don't have any credit card here.
Did you check the bathroom?
Bathroom?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, did you check the bathroom?
I checked the bathroom.
Yes or no?
No. Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker. You again?
Yeah, that's right.
Fuck you, bitch.
Okay. What do you have to say?
No. Did you know?
What?
No. I'm serious. Let me.
That's all, folks.
Did you know me or no?
No, we don't, bitch.
Okay.
Okay. Listen, what?
Harry.
What?
Fuck you, niggas, motherfucker. Go back to Africa. Motherfucker.
I'm not from Africa, stupid.
Huh?
Stupid, I'm not from Africa.
For what?
I'm not from Africa, stupid.
Mexican?
No.
For where?
Where do you think I'm from? One more
where? From Animal Zoo?
No, I'm from Scotland, bitch.
Oh, okay, motherfucker. Do you know who's your daddy?
No.
Do you know how many guys fucked your mom before you came?
No.
Oh, that's good. Go
tell
ask
me.
Her. How many guys fucked her before you came?
Tell me.
All right, we're back. I got the phone card all charged up. Anyway, you want to hear the rest of that, go to the website. Figure it out, right? MadhouseLive.com and shit. No? Don't give me a hard time. Anyway, so let me pull up a quick news article here. We're going to talk. We got to spend about... Oh, yeah. Anyway, I forgot to mention here, of course, Tuck. Tuck's in the house and Baz both checking in. What's up, fellas? How you doing? Mm-hmm. I didn't formally introduce you. Good evening, gents. Good evening.
You are here, yeah.
Hey.
I'm eating some delicious White Castle hamburgers.
Ooh, White Castle, huh? White Castle sliders? We don't have a White Castle here, you know. All we get is that Crystal. I hear Crystal is good, but not the same.
I'm almost embarrassed to say this, man. I got these frozen at Sam's Club.
Oh, really? I've seen those. I saw them in a vending machine once. They had White Castle little packages you could put in the microwave next to the vending machine.
Yeah.
And I didn't follow through with it. Let's call Nico here. Let's tell Nico to go ahead and call into the line. I'm going to go ahead and accelerate here a little bit. Any second now the phone will ring. Damn it. They got a weird phone set up there. It's very odd. They're very polite people. I wonder if this Nico is like this all the time. Anyway, well, we have plenty of news articles that we can talk about if I can't get them on the line here. Or I'm trying to get this Nico dude on the line. And it is not ringing yet.
I guess you kind of need to sort of explain a little bit of what Nico is.
You tell me. You did some research. You did more than I did. All I know that he's a conspiracy theorist. A very eccentric one at that. I mean, the guy is just off the wall in his thinking. I really should have probably gotten the audio of the guy talking. You know, in hindsight, that probably would have been a good idea. You know, I could have just ripped the show from Monday and played some of that audio. Unfortunately, you know, I know that they replayed him on Tuesday on the Stern show as well, so he's a funny guy. But, whatever, you know, no love lost.
I think that show that he was on is on YouTube somewhere.
Anyway, here's something I want to talk about. Microsoft, MSN, I guess you could call them, not MSN, but the Microsoft Xbox Live community people who are running that, okay? You know, with the online gaming now in Xbox 360, you can, you know, you basically set up your little gamer tag, and that basically goes around with you on all your games that you play online. You keep your stats, and there's a whole community out there based around everybody's gamer tag and whatever, so on and so forth. Anyway, there's a guy whose name is Richard Gaywood. I kid you not, his honest-to-goodness name is Richard Gaywood. First name Richard, a.k.a. Dick. Last name Gaywood, one word, G-A-Y-W-O-O-D. Anyway, he had his username, his first and last name. Nobody, who really does that? Who puts their first and last name up there? Mike Tucker. Richard Gaywood, one word, was his...
Isn't real first name?
Yeah.
I think it's not T-U-C-K.
Yeah. Exactly. So, Richard Gaywood had his gamer tag banned by Microsoft, despite the fact that it's his real name. That's pretty funny. I mean, if anybody out there, I don't know where the guy lives.
Yeah,
I have no idea where the guy lives. Like, it doesn't say in the article, but it would be fun to talk to Dick Gaywood. That is kind of funny, though. You know. I mean, really, especially if you know you have the name Richard Gaywood, why make your gamer tag that? Just pick something else, like Hans Bricksman or something, you know, or Brock Strongo or something like that. Something cool.
I mean, his parents obviously traumatized him bad enough. Now Microsoft has to get in on the action and kick him some more.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that Gay is in his last name is really bad. Then you got the word Wood.
That's bad enough. And then they have to call your son Richard on Dick, top of that.
His son's Dick Gaywood. How do the parents not... I don't know how old he is. It doesn't say how old he is. I'm wondering, because if he's in his 20s, it's like, man, you know, that means he was born in the 80s. You know, his parents had to have known something, you know, unless they're really fucking dense. Anyway, so...
Man, that's cruel.
Yeah, Microsoft banned his name, Richard Gaywood, because, you know, if I saw it, I wouldn't figure that's someone's first and last name. I'd figure something like, hey, I'm Dick Gaywood. I think it was like some 15, you know, 14-year-old at home, you know, like the Jupe kids over there, like, oh, yeah, it'll be Richard Gaywood. It'll be so funny.
Probably is.
Yeah, that's probably what it was anyway. Anyway, so and here's another article, a news story. It says Alabama sheriff.
They change their names like every day.
Yeah.
If you have like a Facebook or something or MySpace, they change their names like every day, so you don't ever know who the hell.
Yeah, you can make it something different every time, every day. It's something completely. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Hang on, let me try to. I'm trying to reach these people, man. Come on. Maybe they're upset that I denied them their interview at 10 o'clock sharp. I told the guy at 10:30. Told me to give him a reminder.
Oh. Sorry.
Alright, well, hopefully they call in at 10:30. Hopefully I didn't piss him off by blowing him off, but we know we can't just. I told the guy 10:30, man. And we gotta keep this guy on a short leash. Because he's like crazy fucker, like times 75%, like an extra 75% on top of that. He goes off, so we gotta be quick to control. I mean, it's gonna take a lot of containment on my part. Anyway, here's another news story. Actually, why don't we just do a prank call? We got 5 minutes. Let's just do a fucking prank, right? You know? Milkman will be joining us at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
at around 11 p.m., Milkman will be joining us via telephone. He's going to be calling in. He's not going to be live on the show for about a month or two, he says, because of his new work schedule. But after that, he should be able to go back to a normal daytime schedule.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, but he's going to be checking in with us on a weekly.
Well, we got to fill in for him. We're going to sort of have to fill in that whole big old hole.
We're going to have to, yeah. We're going to have to. Well, I mean, between you, Baz, and Kokini, and and Ted when he's around, and Jim Stewart, I think you guys
Ted
might.
Whenever he shows up.
Yeah,
and,
you guys might be enough to fill in the space that's voided by his big ass.
They'll still know, dude. They'll still know. We won't fool nobody.
Oh. Right on.
We're pretty big.
Okay, we got the National Wasp WW2 Museum. What is the Wasp? Is that for, like, actual? What is a Wasp? You know what? And I've asked this before, and I've never gotten a straight answer. I'm a Puerto Rican, so I don't know. What does Wasp stand for, or what does it mean? Like, I hear white people I'm a Wasp.
I think it's the Air Force, the Women's Air Force. It's the Women's Army Air Corps, I think.
No, but
the Women's Army Air Corps. If WAX was, say, like, the Army or something.
Okay, all right. So that's
for the women, World War II era, right?
Like the women's corps. Okay, but then, Baz, you're saying, what do you said it's white? What now?
White Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
White Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Okay, so basically, like your normal white bread, white guy, Wonder Bread guy, right? All right, I got you. All right, Wonder Bread, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. That's so stupid and stuck up. I'm a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, man.
What if you're Catholic? Are you a Wasp?
That's a cool name, Wasp.
What are you, if you're Catholic, a Wasp? Wig. I'm a Wasp. Hey. All right, so we're going to call the National Wasp WW2 World War II Museum. We got to cut this quick. It's got to be a quick call. Snappy, snappy.
That's what I'm saying. The WW2 means the Air Force women who flew planes during that era.
Women, they didn't let women. Women fly planes. If they did, that explains a lot. Because
they did Wasps. That's where the Wasp was.
Well, that's
not on the front lines or nothing.
I'm gonna tell you people something.
Were,
you know who really? This might be a shock to all you Americans listening out there, but it's kind of like I really sometimes believe that Russia really kind of won World War II, not really the United States. I don't know. We were just kind of set up, but then we went on to kick, ass in the Pacific, so we get debt props for that. But I hate to burst your bubble if you didn't know about this, but it's kind of like Russia kind of did kick a lot more ass than the United States did, and they're the ones that actually, went into Berlin first and stuff. So they kind of get the claim for making.
They were more driven than we were.
Hitler kill himself. Yeah.
They went for more shit. That little one for a lot of shit.
But we still kick. Hey, Normandy, we got Normandy. Normandy was badass, it was fun. That was kick ass right there. I saw
it. It was badass. I am not putting it down.
But, the Russians got defeated and lost millions of people all the way up to, a few hundred miles away from their capital. And then they got saved by some big, intense Russian winter. And then by then, they say Hitler was crazy, and he was like, leave him out there kind of thing. He was kookaburras. Anyway, let's get out of here, everybody. We're going to do a prank call real quick. We got 30 seconds to do a prank call. All right. We'll be right back in a moment with Nico on the line. Hang on, folks. Take the last train to
Pottsville, and I'll meet you at the station. Nico Hitler, how you doing, brother?
I'm great. You can't see over here right now. We're doing a kind of backup.
Okay, that's...
Here, I have also my breakwater, as a test.
You have...
My phone works perfect, breakwater, and my favorite cocaine almonds. For my friend from the thermite sniffers.
Okay, well, how do you... do you grind these almonds, or how do you exactly... Explain the almonds to me real quick.
Yeah. Almonds, last year I did Night Stalker TV at Paula, and they were accusing me to take crack or cocaine. So I said at one point, actually, I'm using these cocoa almonds as a sponsor from Trader Joe's. It's one of the last authentic food trades here in New York City, or they pretend. And they're really good, and they make me kind of high, cocoa almonds. Good for aphrodisiac,
Since
I have no sex anymore since 4 or 5 months.
Well, hey, cocoa is good for the heart and the nervous system, from what I understand.
Right.
It's good to have a serving of that and red wine once a day.
I have no red wine. I take my crack water, which is just regular water, but in my illusion, it's crack water.
Crack water? Okay.
Well, I actually, I'm just a happy beer drinker. I don't take much drugs. I'm taking cigarettes and really rarely other stuff. And I try to avoid chemicals, and I don't even take aspirin since 14 years. I don't like the Prozac world.
Okay, so you're not into aspirin at all?
Double thing on drug talk anyway.
All right, Nico, so, you know, the people want to know, a lot of people were asking, we were listening to you on Monday night, and may I say, for you and everyone else that was involved, definitely it was a great show, and hopefully it leads to more opportunities on that venue. But what we want to know more about you specifically, are you indeed German, or is what is your ethnicity or your nationality? We've seen some of your videos. And
I'm feeling now very New Yorkian.
Okay. New Yorkian?
I feel also American. I'm not so sure if I'm a U.S. citizen.
Okay. Being as politically inclined as you are, are you able to vote? Or are you registered to vote? Or can you vote?
I'm not able to vote, and if I would be able, I would not vote for any of these candidates, though I might would vote symbolically for 4 more years Bush, because I think people deserve it. I also like still the policy of John McCain, because I'm pro-waterboarding. It didn't work out, so I had to go to the next phase, which is Mein Kampf 2, so I want to recreate the Holocaust by gassing the rabbit pedophile plane huggers. I might also run as a president, but so far I put that on hold. I might run as a deputy mayor together with my friend Eko Al-Qaeda, running as a deputy mayor for New York.
Okay, well that's good. That will fill a particular void that's in the city of New York, I think. That's very, very positive. Hopefully that works out for you. What are you about exactly? I know you're very opinionated, and you have a website, correct? 911mashups.com? I'm sorry if I'm misquoting it.
The website is 911videomashups.com, and it's also linked to 911blogcast.com. It's a kind of news service related to a news group which I monitor on 400 or 500 keywords RSS. I'm an RSS fetishist. I grew up with computers and the internet, 1993, computers in the 70s.
Okay.
So I try to decentralize information on 9/11 since day one. I did Global Free Press in 2004 with a great administrator. I love the Linux world, open source. I'm a supporter of man-machine concept, but not closed source, and I'm against bionic fascism.
Oh, wow, really?
I think there's a lot of things going on, separation of men and women, especially since after 9/11, so I'm an outspoken porn promoter. I respect prostitutes, sex workers, but...
Can you explain, you made a quote on Monday evening that someone had stolen your porn or had taken your porn. Can you explain that a little bit? I found that kind of odd, and I was actually concerned about that. If you could, can you go into more detail about that?
No, that was when we were... Well, actually, the guy who stole it, his name is Tito, and his number is 917-482-1818.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
And he was working with a guy called Dominic Stevens, who was supposed to be a note planner, but were abusing us as slave work, so he didn't pay us at all. The plan was that we move his stuff out of his five-floor warehouse, nice place, from Warntorf into his new place, and he would get money. And sponsoring us with $30, $40, $50 a day, or maybe $30, and we would live there for free. But I was already dragged into that situation. I got dragged out of my apartment last year because of a New York Post article. Too long story now. I met my friend there, L. Duffy. We developed a TV show concept called 9TV Fuckery about fucked up TV fakery activists. This turned into a spin-off, Vaughn Turk Report, represented or creationism and street activism, which turned to kind of street theater, and then we were opposed by We Are Change, while we tried to do transgression comedy. They were provoking us, and at one point, I freaked out on them, and I didn't like that either, because of the main concept was having fun. So at one point, there was a situation which could be confused as an assault, but I think I just tried to do a wrestling move.
Okay. I saw the video where you were lunged at or something and the police were called in. Is this what you're talking about?
Yeah, but the police actually let me go.
Of course, of course. You're an innocent man, of course.
Yeah.
You didn't do anything.
I'm not from Germany. I mean, Germany, they're in a much worse situation. I mean, this is, after all, also the country where they have the Jerry Springer Show, football and the ice hockey.
Yeah.
Pretty much things.
Those are all very violent things. You got a point. I mean, people have free rein over there to be violent, from what I understand. They drive like crazy in the Autobahn.
Right.
You know?
Like violence that are abused. And this guy at Wandsworth was very abusive. So I basically reflect the abuse of 7 years, sabotage, and manipulated research, a lot of hacks, a lot of abuse. Then the 5 months at Wandsworth, which we peacefully turned to an art project, together with Ryanair Economics, or Obama Ryan, we had cool stuff, positive stuff. We made a parody on Hillary for you and me to get rid of her, worked out. Then we did also a Prince 1999, made 6,000 hits before we got removed.
Ah, jeez.
We did also great stuff with my friend Al Duffy, who turned to character Aiko Al-Qaeda.
Okay.
Right now also illustrating again. So, but as I said, they abused us at one point. They tricked us out. And then they moved my stuff basically into garbage, and they couldn't pay some nice black people, so they paid them as pawn. So my pawn collection ended up somewhere in New Jersey, and with some help of a buddy of them, I got 20-30% back.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. I think I'm starting to see the picture. Nico, let's take a break real quick. And we spoke earlier on the phone. You said that you're a fan of prank calls, that you've committed a few prank calls yourself.
I'm a big fan of prank calls.
Okay.
Before 9/11, I did a lot of prank calls by myself.
Now, did 9/11 do something that made you not want to do prank calls? Did that affect you somehow, or did it just become much dangerous?
I became a little politically correct.
Okay.
But I always told my buddies, I'm not an actor, I'm a clown, a class clown.
Of course.
I work with eccentric people. I grew up with crazy nutcases. I never turned crazy by myself, so people would like to believe that.
Right.
But I work with George Harris, Christoph Schlingensief. These are all sane people, but nuts for sure, eccentric. In America, it was never a problem to be nuts until 9/11. After that, they used that label against you, or they called you dangerous.
Okay.
Many people were labeled nuts or even crazy, and not even that nuts.
Right.
So right now, you have to look out for good transgression comedy or even regular comedy. I find John a completely boring and sell-off left gatekeeper.
Yeah. You know, Nico, it's almost like this world, this country needs a big enema sometimes, you know? I think everyone...
I give them the enemy. I give them basically a multiple enemy. I give my friend Aiko Al-Qaeda. We tried to infiltrate Al-Qaeda, which worked out successfully.
Oh, people good.
Understand the satire concept. There's still even a layer behind the satire.
Okay.
I mean, we're facing fascism. I'm against bionic fascism. I present Nico Hitler. It's clearly labeled as a satire. And even if not, then it's still a satire because I'm announcing it to gas people.
Okay.
I mean, how more drastic you have to become that people really believe you that I'm serious. So,
right, so Nico, real quick, and actually, I want to ask you to do a prank call with me here. We're going to call the National World War II Museum. All right. Who else is with you there, if I may ask? Here we're on speakerphone. Is it anybody else there with you now?
Paula Gloria, I think she's in a kind of VJ mix right now with my stream at YouTube. Elle is still relaxing on his new illustration. I'm by myself.
Okay.
And that's me.
That's you.
We just got canceled the National Arts Club, I have to point that out. Some paperwork issue.
Okay.
We'll do that later, next month maybe.
All right, well, good luck with that. All right, so if you don't mind holding, you're going to hear a series of noises. And we're gonna have a World War II museum on the line. You're more than welcome to jump into a tirade as Nico Hitler.
Okay, so I'm just listening, or I can jump in?
I would like you to actually jump in if you don't mind. I would just ask you, no threats on anybody's life or anything like that. Of course, that's only rule. Thank you very much, everybody. Please hang on. We have a special prank call here. Let's see if they answer. Hopefully this goes well. Thank you, sir, again, and thanks and hi to everybody over there who's listening along with you over there. Hey, guys. I will be right back in a moment with the first prank call that on everybody. This is Madhouse Radio.
You have to announce prank calls as prank calls.
I have to announce my prank calls as prank calls. Do you think this guy's for real?
In what way? It depends on what you mean by real.
I know, man.
Good evening, the Lost Museum. This is Marianne.
Marianne, good evening, sister. How are you doing tonight, my dear?
Who's calling, please?
This is Valente. I'm here on the line with my friend Nico. He came in earlier. He thinks he might have lost something, so I wanted to connect. Are you getting ready to close?
Yes, but you know what? I have a friend who's in Sweetwater, and I'm sure he'll be glad to open up the museum for you.
Oh, I mean, is this a personal line we've reached?
Yeah, he loves to work late in the night.
Oh.
And just let me call him for you, and he'll come. He's got a key.
Well, let me have Nico. Can you? What did you lose exactly?
Well, I lost my phone collection,
You're breaking up.
try to speak up a little bit, Nico, or get off the speakerphone just temporarily if you can. He's going to tell you what he lost exactly.
Well, I lost my phone collection after I tried to organize the new extermination camps to write history. So they obviously want to destabilize my emotional aura. Can you help me out on this?
I can't help you with that.
Are you watching porn or...
Well, ma'am, this man obviously came in, but he brought his items with him, and they were taken from him. And he, you know, he's of German descent, and we understand that perhaps there's a bit of... you know, animosity there among the staff, and you know we hate to make accusations, but this man,
Give me your story tomorrow.
Well, no, I think we will give you your story, the story now, and you're going to act sooner than later, or I'm going
to. They want to sabotage me because I try to make a difference. I want to recreate the Holocaust again to gas people who believe
exactly
painted the tower. So. Mm.
You know,
stop me and stole my porn collection to destabilize my emotions.
You know, you're going after the man's emotional stability, and this is a powerful powerful message that this man is bringing to the world.
And he erased all my Wikipedia entry. You're doing a lot of stuff. Stop me.
I've got to go now. All right. Good night.
This is not fair, ma'am.
That's not fair. Well, what are you planning tomorrow? Hello?
To place a call, press 1.
She's gone.
To listen to your recording.
She's gone. Hang on, we're going
to
do one more if you don't mind.
I think we ran out good enough.
Destination number, I know, we're getting warmed up. Don't worry, buddy. Hang on, don't go anywhere. You know, Nico, you need to look into these spoof cards that I buy. They spoof your caller ID, brother.
Yeah, I want to learn more about just...
Yes.
Helpful,
yeah, we'll talk.
Okay, cool. Can everyone check out 9 video mashups that's going for
the
laser?
Hey, sir, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. I can't quite hear you, though.
Is this the City Diner?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. I understand this is the Fag City Diner. Very excited about coming in. My friend came in. He happened to have left something there. Was wondering if you maybe had found it.
Okay. Yeah, you know when you came in?
I'm hearing you increasing the beer prices, and I would like to offer cheap beer for free. Also, cigarette smoker.
He left a catalog behind with his items for at the front, and we were told the manager was going to review it. Are you the manager?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. What is your purpose there?
Speak to the manager?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, just give me one moment.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, just a moment. Let me lead this in, brother man. I got an idea.
What's your idea? What do you want to talk about?
You're the brewmaster from Germany.
Okay. Yeah.
You're Dr. Haust.
Okay, Dr. Haust.
Dr. Haust, yes. Any moment, folks, will be concluding the next prank call of the night. This is Madhouse Radio, May 22nd. Nico's on the line, Nico Hitler.
Hi, everybody. Please check out 9elevenvideomashups.com for latest top 100 charts.
9elevenvideomashups.com. These people got to pick up. Come on. You got to hate music, too. Why even play music? I just like beeps.
You know, yeah, me too. I think they get rid of all this music.
Hello?
Would you like to have somebody call you back, or do you want to call us back tomorrow?
Oh, we'd rather... Perhaps we can discuss it with you. I think we can get the message across. I've got Dr. Haust on the line. I'm Valente. Dr. Haust is from Germany, Bavaria. And
I'm a big, big beer supporter, and I'm a little concerned you guys increase the beer price. I would like to give you a special offer.
He owns
I can't quite hear you.
He owns his own brewery, sir, and he wants to make you a special offer, some cut rate, fine alcohol from the island of Germany.
Yeah, I'm concerned we have a recession, and I would like to offer your fellows good, exclusive, but affordable beer. Now they're blaming global warming on the increase of the beer prices. I think it's a hoax to actually bankrupt the entertainment industry, including porn and everything. People want to have...
I can't actually hear what you... I can't hear you. I think the phone is a little...
Okay, I tried to make it...
you got to remember, he's
calling... Can you understand me now?
He's calling from Germany, sir. You got to be patient.
Calling from Germany, sorry.
He hung up already.
Do you hear me now?
He hung up. I think it's the speakerphone you had on, but that's okay. All right, Nico, I got to move on. I got someone else calling in about 3 minutes actually. But I want to thank you again for being on.
Okay, no problem. Thanks so much for having me.
Is Paula there? Is Paula there right now?
Still sleeping. Paula, are you around?
Paula's sleeping.
He's around. We're still planning our event. As I said, the National Adler boss maybe just postponed. We have to. Send in some paperwork, some stupid IRS nonsense.
Bullshit, yeah. Those fucking IRS. They got banned the whole IRS. You guys should look into that. Anyway,
I go back on how it's done, but I'm not sure about if they really offer us separately a show, I would do it. Paula's still thinking if she goes back or not, but
right.
It's possible.
Okay.
Well, my best greetings to Juan Cucurullo, who invited me last week for my birthday dinner.
Okay.
And.
All right. Well, all right,
thank
Nico.
You so much again. I try to talk about New York Post and Andrea Soros, who made me homeless. It's a really true story.
Okay.
And I try not to become a homeless or streetless at all. So thanks so much, okay?
You got it, Nico. Thanks for calling, man. Thanks for being on the show.
Okay, when is the show up?
The show's up in about 2 hours or so.
Wow, great show.
All right, man. Well, keep listening. Thanks for being on, man.
Keep hanging in there.
Yes, sir, we will. Cracking away.
All right, good. That is Nico, everybody. Wow. That was something. I'll tell you what. That was the best idea I ever had.
Yeah, something indeed, yeah.
Boy, howdy.
Good one in a long while, yeah, for sure.
I'm telling you, we're becoming something here, though. We had Sean Ward 2 weeks ago. We had Jen Stewart last week. This week we have Nico. What's next? We got to get the Touchtone Terrorist on here. Or one of the Jerky Boys. That would be something, huh?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can get Jimmy Brennan or whatever.
Jimmy Fallon? What the fuck do I want Jimmy Fallon for?
Mr. Columbia British, how are you, sir?
But whatever.
Hey, what? Well, you got your radio up high. What's that? Hey.
Hello, man.
Hey, man, where's the lady at?
This is his girlfriend!
First, I gotta ask
you. We can call her now!
Why do you have to be like that?
Oh, well, we made it plain and simple. You cannot call in unless you have a person with a vagina on the other end of the line.
It's me!
What if I have...
Hi!
What if you what?
I want to play out!
What if you had the vagina? Then, sir, I'm not gonna go for that. I'm sorry, This is a Christian house that we're broadcasting out of, but we don't do that thing here. You're fucking trip. No wonder you call yourself douche. You gonna buy the new CD? Did you see the new CDs out, man?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, download it, man. Do you pace when you talk on the phone?
No.
Yeah, you do. You do, don't you? No, I'm medic. I do it. You know what? I have to. When I'm on the phone in the house, I pace up and down. The whole house. I walk like a whole fucking mile if I'm talking to someone long distance, man. My feet are... I don't know. I have to pace. I don't know what it is. I'm nervous as fuck. I'll just start pacing the house on the phone. I'll be in the cordless of the cell phone just pacing away like a motherfucker, man.
I just usually, you know, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't like the steel, man. I don't like the steel that you're giving me, you know?
We got a few complaints. Have to follow through all the paperwork, man. Got to have a lady on the line. We just like talk. See, the thing is, you need to start pulling your weight. You want to get on the line here. There's been some trouble. I'll let you on the line, but you have to have a lady on the line because we need to. No women call this show. We get Eve the Queefer calling in maybe every once in a while. That's about it.
Any lady, like
any who? Any lady? It'd be old lady, your mom, your dad. Not your dad, but he's not a lady. But any lady, anything.
What about my grandma?
Yeah, your grandma works too. But you have to call her, you know, you got to be on the line already, ready to go when you call in, man.
So when does this new thing take an effect?
Huh?
When does this take an effect?
Well, it took effect last week. I know we're talking here, I'm giving you a pass. When I'm about to hang up on you, brother, man. But again, the next time you call in, it better be with a lady on the line, or it's going to be a short conversation, you know what I mean?
Okay. Uh-huh. Why do you want ladies on the line? What happened?
We were told, we got a complaint from Dr. Lego that we need to start having more women listening to the show, or demographics are low as far as women's concerned. Tuck, you got the numbers, right? I mean, what are we down to? Like, what do we got, like a two share in women, 18 to 32?
You get a female.
Something like that. Yeah, well, no, she doesn't want to be involved. She can be. I mean, she doesn't count as a listener.
1% maybe.
1%
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, she doesn't really count.
Yeah, yeah.
So, maybe. Maybe.
We're trying to hit our demographics, British Columbia.
You don't need to be asking questions. You just need to follow the rules.
This is a sausage party show, and it's all because of you, dude. You're bringing us down.
Really?
All right, Columbia, I'm going to let you go. We'll talk to you later, all right, man?
I'll call in probably in an hour with the lady, maybe, you know?
All right, I'm looking forward to it. Impress me, man.
Then do I get to talk for a long time?
You got to talk for like 5 minutes now, but you get to talk for a good long while if you do, all right?
Okay.
All right.
There we go. Jesus, God damn. Sausage party show. We got people like this guy over here. He sounds like he's jerking it when he calls. I really hope he's pacing. Because I hear him, he's like, you know, it's like, oh, yeah. Oh. He wants to go through my dirty laundry and get my dirty underwears. Dirty underwears, Tuck. Classy people call it underwears. You just call it underwear, and it's more than one wear, you know. And what do we call one pair of pants a pair of pants instead of a pair of pant? Whatever. Anyway, so more prank calls coming. Andy's in the house. Hey, Andy. Yeah, that's right. I forgot. Former co-host of this mothership. Andy's in the house. What's up, dude? Checking in the chat room. Pretty kicking as far as the chat room's concerned over on Syndicate. Everyone's having a good old time over there. Anyway, so it's time for the contest here. If you want to get the copy of the first Madhouse Radio CD,
what contest?
Autograph the contest I'm doing, man. I really hope people participate. This is a free freaking CD I'm gonna mail you, dude. It's a legitimate CD, all right. It's not some bullshit. Look at this. I'm gonna show you here. You gotta call in. You gotta play the game.
Okay.
And I'll tell you. I wanted to say what it was, but now Milkman's calling in. That's right. It's 11 o'clock. Woo, motherfucker.
Milkman, what's up, man?
Woo, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? Working man, working hard, hardly working, what's the deal?
Oh, hell, man, you know, man, I'm always working hard, brother.
Yeah, right, working hard on the toilet.
No, man.
Cleaning the toilets, Milkman is. Did you know that? He's a janitor now. He's a 12-hour-a-night janitor.
I sure have the old janitor.
He cleans all the toilets in the 18-story damn building. Milkman. Dude, so we're looking at like a month or two before you can come back on the show, like on the satellite deal?
Something like that, man. Actually, I'm right here by a PC, man, but tonight I'm just playing remote here. I got a couple new listeners I'd like to say hello to.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Big Daryl, Mr. Big D.
Big D Daryl, what's up?
Yeah, Flavio Flav.
Flav.
He's a rapper, man. Y'all check him out, man. He's got his own show, man, on KTLA. Breaking Bad.
That's awesome. Whatever. Hey, man. Yeah. Thanks for listening, TV man.
Yeah, man. You know what, man? I got to let you guys know. I want to give you a quick update, man. The Rascal Scooter presentation, the all-famed Madhouse release is coming soon, man. This thing is going to kick some butt.
Right.
This thing is a high-powered vehicle, man. All covered with Madhouse leather. One touch button, dodge straight into Madhouse.
That's it's good.
Yeah,
right to the Madhouse dollars. Stream. Fuck.
Wait to our website, madhouselive.com. Also comes including CDs, brand new CDs, go right into the vehicle, man.
Yeah.
On your Rascal Scooter, man.
It's welded onto there on flash storage, you know what I mean? Like a flash drive.
Disc,
yeah, oh, man. Hell yeah. Milkman, I want you to be the. I want. We got a new contest we're doing here. This is some. I'm borrowing this from an other older radio show that used to be on the air a long time ago.
Man, there's no other radio show. Man.
I know, but still, wait. The show's gone. Here's the prank call game I'm gonna do. It's called over there. It's called Make Him Say I'm not gonna call it that because I'm not gonna steal it. But we'll come up for a name for the show anyway. For the game that we're gonna do. Anyway, here's the deal. You're going to come up with three words, okay? Three nouns, basically. Three things, all right? You know what I mean?
Right.
So let's say you would say beef, pork, and chicken, right? Those are your three words.
All right.
So you call in or you chat and you say beef, pork, and chicken, right?
Yeah.
I pick, let's say, beef.
Uh-huh.
All right? And then I call a number that Lonesome Loser has sent us, a business, right. And my job is to get them to say the word beef. Without me saying the word beef. You know what I'm trying to say?
Okay.
Exactly.
You're trying to get the Pappy to say it.
Exactly. I thought about doing this, and I never did, but I heard an old episode of this guy's show.
Yeah.
And Andy's saying, I'm ripping off Drew Garabo. That's right, I am ripping him off. Fuck, he's not on the air. He's not...
Who's saying that?
Andy. You remember Big Andy, your friend?
Andy, what's up, man?
Yeah, the guy that you tried to replace or you couldn't? That guy, yeah.
You crazy, Larry. What the hell's going on, man? How's Andy doing? You all right?
Well, he's moving in on your territory. You're gone. He's getting ready to start co-hosting the show again, man.
He's gonna have to take a diet, man. He's gonna get in that 300-pound mark again, man. Yeah,
match
smaller slot than
that, man. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so that's what we do. That's the game. I'm supposed to get them to say the word without me actually saying the word. You know what I mean? So I'll be like, hey, you got right. that? You got pizza? I want that cow on it. You know, cow. You know what do you call that cow meat? Beef. Hey, you win.
Oh,
all right. Yeah, you see, and so if I'm successful, I'm getting in to say the word, you win the game, you get the prize, you get the CD.
All right.
That's my idea. All right, so Milkman, go ahead and give me three words real quick, just three random words if you can. I know this is hard for you to do, thinking stuff on the fly. I usually have to script the entire show for you.
Okay, all right.
We'll be here for like 5 minutes.
Car. Truck. Bicycle.
Car. Truck and bicycle. All right, I'm gonna go with car. That should be the easiest one to do.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
All right, and so we're gonna call. Let's see here. Charlie Brown's Club.
Oh,
all right, this is in Fort Worth, hey. Texas. Charlie Brown's Club, and I'm gonna try to get them to say the word car without me actually saying the word car. Let's see if this is a viable game. I don't know. If not, you know, we can just stick to normal pranks.
I thought it was getting too complex, doable.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, so hey, I might start doing a Saturday show. Are you going to be working Saturdays, man?
I probably will, but I've got more flex than I did in the last one. So
all right, well,
I'll be getting an air card soon, so I may be able to like do my observations and come back and spend a little time on the PC and actually do the normal satellite link up like we normally.
Oh yeah, that's going to sound great. I bet that's going to be great audio quality from Milkman. I can't wait for that one.
Yeah, man, I'm getting a laptop. I have a car for my laptop this week, actually.
Anyway. So be it. All right, dude, we'll be right back with the next prank call of the night. This is the three-word game, I'm going to call it, I guess. Right back in a moment.
One of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
They sure will. Milkman, you there?
Around.
Hey, is this Charlie Brown's?
Yes.
Hello, hey, I'm coming down in my machine, and I want to know about your spaces. How much are they to go in your spaces?
Pardon me?
How much is it to use your spaces?
You talking about, like, renting our building?
No, I just want to use, you know, when I go down there to your location, to the club, I want to use one of your spaces. So I want to know how much it is. Do you charge to use the spaces, or, you know?
I don't. Honey, this is a nightclub.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, when I come down in my machine, I need to use one of your spaces. How much is it? You know
what?
What
kind of machine are you talking about?
The thing that I'm, you know, when I come and I come in it, you know, I get to the place like, hey, take the keys. Well, what are you going to put in the spaces?
What kind of machine are you talking about?
Well, that's what I'm... You know what I'm... You know, I gotta have... You have the spaces there for the machine?
What machines are you talking about?
The driving machine.
Driving?
Yeah.
I need to get a grip.
Stupid bitch. How do you not know fucking car?
You get your grip. I don't know what you're saying. I can't think more than you.
Dumbass. That's what I'm talking about. What's your machine? What do you think, you dumb bitch? Say it. It's a car. That's the fucking game. Alright, that's...
Water bitch, you didn't know that one.
Yeah. What is going on in the background? Is there a fire? You got a code blue? You got a code brown back there, milkman? Huh?
Actually, we've got the federales here, man. The INS has just rolled up, man.
La Migra is there, huh? The Migra.
Yeah,
watch out for La Migra, everybody. Dino over there. There's an alert, everybody. Look out. Milkman's reporting here. La Migra is out, so Dino... It might be best for you to go ahead and sign off.
Everybody must dump down.
Who else?
Man.
DTT, you know, after 9/11, definitely you got to watch out for La Migra. Sidekick Chuck, he's Asian. He could be Vietnamese. You don't know. La Migra, man, watch out. Immigration, they're coming.
Right.
And you too.
They check your rice consumption.
All the Canadians out there, watch out too. You know, you guys are immigrants.
Yeah, I've got federal marketing going on too.
Kokanee says he always takes at least 45 minutes to shine his work boots. Wow, that's like army stuff. That's like fucking JROTC right there, man.
I've got some. I'm gonna turn him onto some product, dude, and you can shine your shoes in about like
shiny,
3 minutes.
Shiny. Just go to the airport and have them do it for you. They'll do it in 10 minutes. Black will be like, oh, hello there, Mister. Hello there, Mister Kokanee. That'd be $10, please, and you gotta give him 15. You know what pisses me off, milkman? You know. Last weekend I went to a restaurant. I had a nice dinner with Athena. You know, you hate it. I go, you know, I didn't really have to go to the bathroom. I make a habit when I go out for the night, you know, to dinner. Right. When I'm done, I go to the bathroom and I just wash my hands. You know what I mean? I like to be clean. All right. I go there, and sure enough, if there's a Haitian guy in a chair sitting there with his colognes all out in the corner looking for a handout, you know? I'm like, so I go, I do my number one, and I come out, I'm like, all right, I gotta wash my hands, you know? And here he comes behind me, and he's giving me soap and a towel and all this shit. And you gotta give him $1, right? You gotta give him some cash.
Yeah, man, that's a high level, that's the uptown version there, man. That's
yeah.
Right there.
And who?
Looking for a tip, handing you a towel, your little hand wipey.
Yeah, well, he comes behind me, he's like fixing my shoulders, like my shirt and my lining me up right. I'm like, alright, so here's the deal. Now I wash my hands, now I'm gonna reach into my wallet and pull out a dirty, nasty dollar and get my hands all dirty again.
Right.
I don't need help washing my hands, man. I can get the soap, I can get the towel. Alright, now, but what am I gonna tell him? No, it's okay, don't do anything. I don't wanna pay you. I can handle it myself. You can't do that to the guy. That's because you're an asshole. But now you're obligated to give the guy $1 just because he did something that you could have done on your own.
Right, right. Well, that's a gentleman's gentleman. Yeah, you only see him in the high level establishment, so that obviously signifies that he's in a rather nice establishment.
It was some Haitian. I don't think the guy spoke English. It was just some Haitian dude.
He probably didn't. But can you imagine like the kind of trauma that he goes through? Somebody goes in there, you know, and had like Chinese for lunch, man. They come running in there, you know, real quick, and there's like a massive explosion.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Douche is asking, what colognes? I know he's got like these cheap colognes. I think they had like, I don't know, he had like Aspen, Stetson, you know, shit like, what, Preferred Stock. He probably had that Michael Jordan cologne that came out. Remember that Michael Jordan cologne that smelled like grass and ass? All the white kids are like, "Ooh, I want to get into Michael Jordan cologne." Slam dunk.
It was really catchy, man, when it first came out, man, because it came with this little pin shaped applicator, the anal applicator. You stick that pin in your ass, and you rub that stuff all over you, man. You smell like ass.
Yeah, but the guy, he's got like hairspray, and he had He had like little disposable razors and little disposable shaving cream. I'm like, who the hell's gonna be like, I had a big meal, took a big shit. Man, I gotta shave. You know? Yeah, let me shave here in the restaurant of the steakhouse that I'm coming to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and let me touch up my, you know, or I mean, do you notice you need to shave your crotch a little? Maybe that's good. Because you're bringing a lady home, let's say. You're having a good first date. You're going to get home. You're going to get some stinky pinky. Yeah. And you notice, oh, my God, I got a bit of, you know, bushage down there. You got guys, kids out there who are listening, all the teens, be sure that you trim that bush a little bit. Keep things nice and trim. Women like it, and it makes your wang look bigger. I highly suggest all you young guys out there, regularly get a man groomer or something like that and maintain yourself. Sculpt it. Douche does it, he says right there. DTT doesn't. They're all into not shaving anything. DTT has a big old billy goat beard, I bet you anything. He looks like ZZ Top.
Turban, man. He's got that badass turban.
You go to the hill for shave over there, DTT's land.
Instructions on how to fly at 747 and, you know, a couple other, you know, weapons and stuff up there. My weapons of mass detonation.
Weapons of mass detonation?
Yeah, mass distraction.
Mass destination. Okay, cool.
Mass distraction.
All right, Milkman, three more words, why don't you, man, if you don't mind. Let's try that again.
Okay, let's see. How about milk, coffee, and soap?
Someone's in the break room. All right, milk, coffee, and soap?
Coke.
Okay, all right, milk, coffee, or Coke. I'm going to do coffee. I'm going to pick coffee. We're going to call the Golden Crown Restaurant and Lounge of China. What makes a place a lounge? What's a lounge? That means to have a section where when you first get there, you can have a drink and smoke a cigar. You know what I mean?
I believe if it's a lounge, there is an area where you can take an alcohol type.
Yeah, you can, like the smoke room or something. You know, you put on your smoking jacket.
Most places don't allow the smoking now, but I think if you can buy or purchase a drink in the establishment, then it would consider it a lounge.
Saigon says it's couches where you sit around and talk to horrors. You got a point. Any place with couches. I like going to places that got nice big couches, like that bookstore I go to. What's it called, Tuck? You know the name. No, I don't like that. Borders. Borders is the one I like.
They got
big couches that are probably really nasty and infected with germs because everyone probably has sex on them and shit, nasty stuff. Or sweaty people sitting in them, Haitian people. Anyway, so we're going to be right back with the next call of the night. This is the Golden Crown Restaurant and Lounge of China. Yeah. God, that's a long-ass name.
Hong Kong Fui.
That's too much. Too many words, man. You gotta keep your business name short, people. Just a moment. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hey, you guys still taking orders?
Yes.
Okay, great. I would like to make an order.
To go?
Well, I mean, will I still be able to come in and get a seat?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, so I'm going to come in. Now, asking about your beverages, I really enjoy to come in. I know it's kind of late, but there's nothing better than after my meal, sit down and just drink something warm, you know? I'm on some blood thinners and I got coldness. Do you guys have soup? What do you think? I don't want, like, soup. I'm not a big fan of the soup. What would you recommend I drink, perhaps, to warm myself up?
We have coffee. We have tea.
Coffee? You know what? Alright, so I'm going to come and get some coffee. I really, really enjoy, like, a cigarette. There's nothing better than puffing on a cigarette. I mean, you guys have a rule about smoking in there?
You can't smoke in the restaurant. You can smoke in a lounge.
I'll tell you what. Do you guys have chocolate cake?
No.
So what desserts do you have?
We just have ice cream.
Just ice cream?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever had the delight of taking your coffee and dumping about, I don't know, 4 tablespoons of sugar into it, and then you plop some ice cream on top, a la mode, and you sip on that with a nice, long Virginia Slim cigarette? You don't drink coffee? Do you like tea?
Not really.
Well, you're Chinese. You don't drink tea?
I'm not.
you sound kind of... What are you? Japanese?
I'm American. I'm white.
Cantonese?
Nope, just white.
Are you a WASP?
Is there anything else I can do for you, sir?
Well, I would like to make an arrangement to have my cigarette with my coffee and ice cream.
Come on in.
Yeah, but you said that I can't do it in the restaurant. I got to go to the lounge like some other person lounging around. Look at the lazy fat man drinking his coffee and his big fat cigarette. That's bullshit. Call. Don't hang up on me. We're going to call her back. Lady, why are you encroaching? Why are you encroaching on my right as a nicotine addict to live like a human being?
Place a call. Press
one. Fucking bitch.
Please enter your desk right now.
Golden Crown.
Yes, I would like to speak to the manager, please.
Pardon me?
I would like to speak with the manager, please.
Can I have your name, please?
This is Valente. Who am I speaking with, please? This is the manager.
Can I have your name, please, and your phone number?
I would like your name and your phone number first. What do you think you are?
No.
I'm asking...
If you call the Golden Crown, that means you know what's my phone number.
I am the customer, and I am always right. What is your name?
I asked you, what's your name?
I told you, Valente. What's wrong with you? Pay attention, lady. Valente, hello?
You know what? You've been calling a couple times in here.
Yes, and I'm complaining that woman who was on the line rudely hung up on me. I just want my cigarette.
What do you mean you want your cigarette?
Some lady said I could have had my cigarette with my ice cream and coffee. That's bull. Bull hockey.
You know what, sir?
She called me the N-word.
No, he did not. She did not.
Yes, she did.
I heard her. She was next to me when she talked to you.
She called me the N-word.
No, she did not say the N-word.
Yes, she did. I'm going to tell all my friends.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and call a cop.
Do you know who I am? I'm on the TV. Alright, that was kind of fun.
Call, press 1 to listen to your recording.
Call the cop.
Oh, wow.
That was kind of fun, and that all started with that game. Those
are like Valente is no persona.
Yeah, Virginia Slims. Fall says, don't Virginia Slims have flowers printed on them? Yes, they do. Those are the flowers that wasp women smoke.
Yep,
this is
a cigarette.
Fall says I had some kind of Slim cigarettes when I was about 12 that had flowers on them. I think they were Virginia Slims. I'm pretty sure those are the ones. I said it was aiming
Capri.
For.
Capri.
Yeah, Misties are the ones, too. They look like potpourri.
Yeah, Capris are like the size of like a little coffee straw. He was the one.
They're like the size of like a lollipop stick. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Eve was the one that had flowers on it. Eve.
Yeah. Deuce says he likes half a Cuban cigar and half weed. Wow, you got some high fucking shit there. Anyway, so.
No. He doesn't.
Yeah.
How can we get him to say one? You want to try and get him to say the other two, or what? Or how's that work?
I don't know. I just go for the one. I mean, we could go for like the trifecta, I guess. Get him to say all three.
Yeah.
Get bonus
he's on
points.
The way with her.
Hell yeah! Hell yeah! All right. Nunu says his three words are bollocks, pillock, and Burke. I doubt you manage to get those unless you do UK. But see, the thing is, I have no idea what pillock. What is a pillock? P-I-L-L-O-C-K. What is that? That sounds
we don't know. Only British know what pillock is.
That sounds like one of those metric words,
we were asking
dude.
Asking him that the other day. We
don't, I don't know. I don't
never got a straight answer.
And Burke. What the fuck is a B-E-R-K? That doesn't even sound like an insult. What the fuck is a Burke? I don't know what the hell that is. Anyway, so...
Burke.
Sending.
I don't know what that is either.
Everyone send in your three words if you want, and if we get it to work, I will send you... A autographed copy of the first Madhouse City. I really don't think I'm going to sell any of them. I'm not aiming to. I think they're mostly going to be for giveaway.
Man, dude, yeah. We're going to sell so many. We're not going to even be able to contain our bank account.
I don't care to sell them. I care that people download the CD. It's a free download. All the calls are up on the site anyway. It's not like you're getting anything that you can't get anywhere else. But it is, you know, it's got original art. You're helping support the show. And it's autographed. It's a legit looking CD. Did I open it yet? Did I show you people? This is not some bullshit production here. This is a nice looking CD right there. You're looking at it right there. Let me get it close right there. It says it's got 98.6 the mouth on it. See it right there. It's not some paper kind of, it's going to fade in a week kind of cover, you know, CD. It's an actual really good looking CD. There's the back cover right there. You're looking at it. It's got all the tracks and the thank yous and the
different information. You see, if you're looking on cam, you see what I'm talking about. That's the CD right there. It'll be autographed right here, right in front. That's CD number one. Hopefully I get to sell it. Gonna save that one. Milkman, you're getting yours in the mail. Tuck's gonna get one, of course. Everyone, you know, Baz, you're gonna. I think I have Baz in here. Who did I thank in this CD? Let me see. Athena, Milkman, Tuck, Lonesome Loser, Reclu, Jin Stewart, Ted Webb, Kokanee, Baz, Brandon Vegas, Gangrene, Hollywood Vanya, Zolark, Dr. Lego, Dino, Syndicate Radio, and Andy. And all our fans. Those are all the thanks on the Madhouse CD, as a matter of fact. So there you go. Well, it's a good hour worth of good prank calls. It's good stuff. I guess I did forget Nunu. I just realized I forgot. I didn't put Nunu on.
Fantasmakiko.
Wow. Well, everyone, let's pretend Nunu's on there too. I really should have put Nunu on there. My bad. I knew I forgot fucking a few of them. God damn it. And DTT's man, I forgot him. Nunu says Burke is an idiot. That's what he says that means. He gave a long description. It comes on an idiot, okay? So there we go. Zolar says, no, KDK. No, I didn't thank KDK for this one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, dude. Anyway, so let's just do a regular...
I did play that.
Even though he created it all.
Yeah, he did. All right, we're going to call the House of Flying Monkeys. This was in Spanaway, Washington. We're going to give that a call.
Is Ted on the list?
Ted Webb is on the list. Not Ted, Ted Webb. You know what I mean? Big difference. Right back in a moment with the next prank call of the night. We are calling the House of Flying Monkeys. Just a moment, folks. Don't go anywhere. Madhouse Radio.
Yeah.
Wicked. Submission from Clay with the three words. Ball, crayon, and stick. I will take ball. Hey, it's the House of Flying Monkeys.
Yep.
Good deal. Hey, are you guys still making seating arrangements tonight, man?
Hang on one second.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, it is.
What'd you say?
Hello?
I'm here.
All right. Hey, look, I got a question here real quick for you. I came in there earlier in my car machine. Use your spaces. You know when you change the oil? Sir? No, I know this. Listen, buddy. Listen to me. I parked my car there. I check my oil twice a day. I got an oil leak. You know, I came out. I put the cardboard under the car because I don't want to mess up your deal. I'm sorry if I got oil all over the place. But I added about a quart of oil to my car. It loses about a quart every half a day. Like, after every trip, I got to put in a good quarter of a quart. And it was down a quart. I filled it up. Left the cap off, and that other thing. You know what I'm talking about? You used to check it?
Yeah.
I fell on the floor. I have no idea. I found the cap, but I can't find that one thing. The oil got all over your pavement there. You know, I could come by with a bag of...
It looks like it's got cat litter or something out over it. Let me go take a look.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I wanted to bring us some cat litter, you see.
It looks like they already took care of the oil leak.
All right, well, can you look there for my stuff, though? You know what I'm talking about, that one thing?
Yeah, you're looking for the dipstick.
Yes, that's the dipstick, that's right.
I'm not seeing anything.
Nothing out there?
No.
All right, tell you what, I got an idea here. I say we just burn the damn oil off the damn fucking pavement, man. Forget it, because I don't need this kind of trouble. I don't need my insurance premium to go up, man. Well, I'm going to come in. I got to trade information with you. I'm going to bring in my papers. You give me your papers, and then I know you got to file a claim against me, dude. I'm really sorry, but...
For what? What would we have to file?
Well, the oil got all over the place.
That's not my parking lot, and the space is in front of my store.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I messed up the space. I know we got to trade information. It was an accident.
No, not really.
It was a car accident, dude. We have to do this the right way. You need to give me your information. By law, you have to give me your information.
No, there was no collision, so I don't actually have to give you my information.
Are you the owner or the boss man?
I'm one of them, yeah.
All right, so where do you keep your papers in the safe? Where's the safe at?
No, I'm not having this conversation.
Well, you got the papers. We need to trade information, dude. He's not having this conversation. All right, that was fun. Alright, good. I ended up switching to stick at the last minute. I didn't get a chance to say it. So, Clay, congratulations, man. You won the game. You get the first CD on the fly too, man. So send me your address. I'll be sure to send. I'm gonna sign that here live on the air. Sweet Kisses sends in three words: cat, dog, and bird. That's kind of interesting. We'll give that a try. Cat, dog, and bird. Everyone, be sure to go over to syndicateradio.tv and you know, check out the whole Syndicate Radio family. Zolar will be on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's what time is that? Pacific, 6 p.m. your time, right, Milkman?
Zolar Party Nation.
Zolar Party Nation tomorrow night at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. And there's programming here all week on Syndicate Radio. Be sure to listen. And we're also, of course, on the new PCU Radio, PCUradio.com. The biggest rotation of royalty-free prank calls on the internet. That's run by Ted, good friend. He provides us with our TeamSpeak server, of course. That is not the old KDK days of PCU. He is an inferior, ineffective, uninfluential, unfunny person. And that's all I have to say about that. Let's just leave it at that, because he really pisses me off sometimes, that KDK. It's going to be me and him one day, I'm telling you, everybody. Mark my words.
Even though he didn't invent it all.
You're going to open Prank Call Weekly one day, and you're going to see a story that KDK got his tires slapped. Let me not talk anymore. All right, Milkman, Recluse Chicken. How much longer do I got you for, bro?
Oh, man.
That's not nice.
Huh?
I got some time, man. Let me know.
All right, no, you're good. You're good to stay on the line. I'm just going to keep doing some more prank calls. Let me get some background music here. Let me talk about a news article quick. Take a quick break from the prankage. I do got to take a break. Milkman, I'm up against a hard break, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, okay. Well, quick news article, man. Let's get some checks in. One of the poopers is already found at home.
One of the poopers? The dogs already?
One of the baby poopers. All right, man.
Wow.
And they're just getting to where they're just starting to want to bark a little bit.
That's crazy.
Seven of them left, seven little girls. I have you one official Madhouse pooper, baby pooper. Get a hold of Claudio or me or Sweet Kitchen, and we'll hook you right up.
Okay. Good deal. All right. Well, hey, Clay is saying he's not a CD buyer or a CD receiver, so he's passing on the prize. All right, so it's up for grabs for somebody else. Like, maybe we won't even give out the damn first CD. Maybe we'll just give it out at random. I don't know. Someone's got to win the damn CD. We'll see.
He doesn't have a CD player?
He doesn't want... I don't know. Maybe he just uses MP3s. Download it then, you damn bastard. All right, anyway, so...
He just uses cassette tapes, maybe.
Yeah. Right on. Hey, Milkman, do you think you could wait for 5 minutes, or are you going to be gone by then?
No, I'll be gone.
Alright, so what if I put you in hold for 5 minutes and I take a break? Because I really got to do a number one, you know what I mean?
Alright.
We got an issue here. Alright, everybody, we're going to take a break here real quick. This is Madhouse Radio. It is almost Friday. It's 11:28 p.m. Eastern. We're looking at the unofficial start to the weekend.
Play something from MSP3 Clay's vinyl collection.
Yeah, I'll do that. Okay. refused charity from Carlito. Clay, you're on notice, sir. How dare he refuse?
It only plays, the needle only plays 78.
Big Soul says, give it to me. Big Soul, send in three words. You win, you get the damn CD. That's all I got to say, brother man. I'm kidding, Clay. It's all good. Anyway, when we come back, we got more pranks to do. We got the Windy Gap Bar. We got Leslie Panettiere. She's the mother of actress Hayden Panettiere, best known for her role as Claire Bennett in the TV series Heroes. Oh, really? Claire Bear. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. The cheerleader who must be saved. That's the one. Fetus Man is next up for the game. He sent in Cricket, Nutrition, and Copper. Cricket, Nutrition, and Copper. Those are some interesting words, Fetus Man. I'll go with that. Fetus Man is up for the prize up next after the break. What was that? Cricket, Nutrition, and Copper.
Whoa.
Yeah.
There's no stipulations. They gotta be in some way like related or similar.
No, just send me. Hey, dude, it's your. It's up to them to give me the easy ones. If they give me the hard ones, that they're out on the game. They don't win the prize. You know what I mean? It's up to them. I am the prank machine monkey, my friends. Anyway, so we'll be right back in just a moment. Please stay tuned. As I said, we got a lot of more prank calls to do. A lot more news to go over. We've been having a pretty interesting show so far, to say the least. But, of course, it's a good thing Milkman's here, right? Yeah, Milkman. All right. Yes, sir. All right, folks, we'll be right back in about 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Milkman, hang on line two, okay, if you don't mind?
Bro.
All right, we'll be right back in a moment. Thank you, folks.
Call in toll-free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what? I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box at a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman
ever,
ever make you who you are.
Alrighty. We're back, everybody. Madhouse Radio back on the air. We've got about another hour and a half left of show. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. You are listening to Madhouse Radio, the best in internet prank calls. You're listening to us on the extended Madhouse Radio Network, 98.6. The what? The mouth.
98.6.
The mouth.
Of course, we're also on syndicateradio.tv and pcradio.com. The website is madhouselive.com along with syndicateradio.tv. I am signing here. I'm getting ready to sign here the first CD, folks. I got the pen out and everything. We got three contenders here for the CD ready to go. I did make a mistake before, Milkman. Your old lady, Sweet Kisses, is actually next up. She submitted the things, you know what I mean? And she sent in a number for the Indianapolis Veterinary Emergency Center. All right. So this is, again, our words are going to be, this is a loud song. I'm not going to play that again. Anyway, our words are cat, dog, and bird. This should be pretty easy. I'm going to have to do something fun with this. Anyway, so Sweet Kisses, here you go. This is a gimme. Congratulations, smart girl. You know, Nunu says that you and Sweet Kisses are going to end up making kids and then selling those, making babies, since you seem to be like breeders or something, the two of you. Whatever. You there, Milkman?
Yeah, I am, man.
All right, so what do you think we should do, cat, dog, or bird? I'll let you pick it.
Oh, man.
Let's do bird. That's the harder one. Let's do bird. Let's give ourselves a challenge, at least. We're going to do bird, all right? All right, everybody, I'm going to ask them if they help flying machines out. So we'll be right back within a moment with the Veterinary Emergency Center here and the three-word game, as I like to call it. You're listening to Madhouse Radio and the Madhouse Radio Network and the Mouth Machine and all that shit. And, yeah, that guy Tuck and Baz are here also. Thanks for hanging in there, Phil. Is there a Milkman?
Indianapolis, sure. Veterinary Emergency and Referral. This is Danielle. How can I help you?
Hey, how are you doing? Is this the Veterinary Emergency Machine?
Not machine, but we are the emergency hospital.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. My pet, I got a problem with my pet. Do you guys handle all types of animals?
We deal primarily with cats and dogs. What kind of animal do you have?
I've got one of those flying machines.
One of those what?
Flying machines. You know what I'm talking about? You know, one of those flying animals that go flopper, flopper, flopper. You know the one?
No, I don't.
You don't know the animal that goes flopper, flopper, flopper?
I'm sorry, I don't.
Dude, you got your cat machine, you got your dog machine, and you got one of those flying machine animals, man. You know what I'm talking about, baby. Come on.
I'm sorry, I don't.
What kind of animals, other than a cat and a dog, what's the most common animal you'd see?
A bird? Oh, I'm sorry, a bird.
Yeah, okay, that's it, that's it. Is that what you, okay, I mean, if you want to call it that, that's fine. Now, here's the problem is, my bird somehow ended up in my snake stomach. I have no idea how it happened. I was cleaning out the bird cage, I put the bird next to the snake. And the milk, I took a milk crate and I put the milk crate over the bird and I took the snake, had them all together. Next thing I know, somehow this bird is inside my snake machine.
Okay. Are you serious,
man? I'm serious. I mean, I really would like to save the bird. Fuck the snake. But the bird's important. The bird talks.
Okay.
It's an African parrot.
Okay.
Well, I mean, the snakes are a dime a dozen. This parrot here is supposed to live 100 years old, and it cost me a good $300. I don't put any value on snakes.
Okay.
I hate snakes. You don't like snakes.
Primarily with cats and dogs, so we don't really work with those types of animals. So if you'll hold on one moment, I can give you the phone number for some animal hospitals that do work with the exotic animals.
Well, can't you just... It's really... Can't we just open up... How long does the bird have?
I honestly don't know. I don't even know if the bird's still
alive. Oh, my God. But it's like the bird's moving slowly. But she's trying to move the wrong... She's moving the wrong way.
Okay. Well, what I can do is...
Hang on. Pepito! Pepito! Hip, hip, hip! You see, she moved right there. She's okay. She hears. She recognizes my voice, I think.
Okay.
Her name's Pepita. Pepita!
Okay.
She's good. She's okay. Look at her. There she goes. Hey, Pepita! Oh, she's okay. I'm tickling her.
Okay.
She's good.
If you'll hold on, I can get that phone number for you, and it's probably your best bet at this point.
Well, I mean, do they have a snake opening thing?
A snake opening... Our doctors deal primarily with cats and dogs. They don't really work with, like, snakes and birds.
Yeah, but we can just open up the snake and get the bird out. That's all I'm saying. Unless maybe you can just Google it real quick and tell me what I should do. What's the best way to get a snake open? Like, I just need to do a surgery on the snake. I can do it myself. I need some alcohol wipes, right? What else should I get?
We really can't, like, legally tell you.
Oh, come
on.
Here we go. You see, you people, just because you guys go through school, all of a sudden you think you're entitled to all this knowledge. Well, let me tell you something. Knowledge is freedom, and knowledge is free. I can go down to the library and get the same information, but they're closed right now. And you took the Hippocratic Oath. So you know you're bound by the Hippopotamus Oath. You need to give me, do no harm, do good unto people, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not hurt sick people. So you're supposed to give me the information so I know what to do to save Pepita's life. Pepita!
All right, hold on just one moment.
Pepita!
Hold on just one moment.
Okay, I'm working on Pepita. Pepita! Let's see what's going to happen here. Damn, fuck, Athena left a... dryer on, you know, the dryer machine? Now you can hear it on the air. I gotta go close the door. You're not supposed to be drying close this late night. So Sweet Kisses is gonna get the first CD. Sweet Kisses, give me your address. I can mail it to you. And we'll do the official signing here as soon as we're done with this call. Hey, Milkman, you there? Milkman! Oh, we lost Milkman.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, if she comes back, entertain her if she comes back, okay?
Okay.
I gotta get the door.
Okay.
Sir?
Yeah. Hello?
Sir? Hi. Okay. If you have a pen and paper, here's the phone number of an animal hospital that can help you. They work with birds and snakes.
Okay. Hold on. Wait a second now. He had to lay the phone down, okay? I'm his cousin. I'm Benoit, and he's got a fork and trying to pry the snake's mouth open. Now, is this safe? Do you think that he'd be all right doing that? Will the snake be able to bite him with a fork still in his mouth?
I honestly don't know. We don't work with cats. We only work with cats and dogs, primarily.
Whoa, wait a minute. Wow. Okay, now the snake just wrapped around his face. Oh, my gosh. Okay, he's purple.
Okay,
I'm going to
give you that phone number now.
Hold on, let me... Here, I got it here.
It's
745. Okay, hold on. I'm good. That snake almost got me.
Okay, thanks, man.
Thanks, bro. All right. All right, so, look, here's the deal. The snake got wrapped on my face there.
I understand that. We really... and if you got hurt by the snake, then you have to go to the hospital, like the people hospital.
Well, lady, if I got hurt, it's you're liable because you're on the line with me and you're not...
I absolutely am not liable because I told you that we cannot give you any medical advice over the phone.
And I told you you took the Hippocratic Oath. You know what? This is the veterinary emergency...
You can't be serious, sir. Okay, the phone number is 745-7712, and I really wish you the best of luck.
Lady, look, if this snake or this bird or I get hurt in any way in this process, I'm holding the Indianapolis Vet Emergency Center, because you know what? This is the night... You're the 911 of animals, lady.
No, I'm sorry. I'm going to hang up now. I hope you have, like, the best of luck.
What's your social security number? All right, Milkman, that was fun. Yeah, that was a good call.
Place call.
All right. I was wondering if that was going to go anywhere. Hang on, let me get this official ceremony. Let's sign the first CD here, Milkman. Too bad you're not here to sign it, huh?
Yeah. Sucker.
You can't do it. You're not allowed to sign. I gotta put like the phone up here on my cheek in order to. Recluse checking in. As soon as when you gotta leave, you might have Recluse on for a little while. That'll be cool.
Sure.
All right. So let's go ahead and get this over with. I am autographing the first Madhouse Radio CD. It's going out to Sweet Kisses. Let me make this out here. All right. Here we go. I hope this pen works, because I've never used it before. There we go. /line 08 for the year. Woo! There you go, Sweet Kisses. That's your autographed copy right there.
Woo!
Right there. I gotta let it dry real quick, because I'm pretty sure that's wet ink. Yeah, that ink right there will bleed in a second. We're gonna leave that right there. Did we lose? Dude, we lost Syndicate, you know that?
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
What happened?
I don't know. I lost Syndicate. It keeps crashing on me or some shit. Hang on, Milkman. Talk to the people.
Keep it in one of those leashes.
Talk to people real quick here while I try to reset that, if you don't mind, please.
All right. Well, in case y'all don't know, I'm still on the Western tour here. In Iraq, Costa America tour. And Madhouse is hosting this tour. What we have available this year is going to be amazing. Coming out this fall, they're going to be the 2008 model. This thing is bad. I mean, it's got a big padded chair. Jack Matheson loves it. Jack Matheson is rated at 826 pounds now. This thing can handle two Jack Matheson, 1,600 pounds. You would not believe the power this thing has. It can actually pull Jack up the hill at a top speed, blazing speed of a half a mile an hour. So, make sure to stop in on the ball. Save you. Okay, Madhouse Live Rational Shooter. I think that went up. And also, if you're interested, Baby Cooper, our friend and longtime lover and listener of the show, my honey, my sweetheart.
Yeah, she just won the first CD. Everyone on Syndicate missed that. The video feed went down, unfortunately. But I autographed the first copy of the Madhouse CD. There it is. There's my autograph right there. I got one of those fancy silver white ink kind of... Oop, wrong way. This is hard to do. Right there. See that right there? I got one of those.
Oh, that looks good.
I'm going to put that up. I got Sweet Kisses' address here, where she's going to get the first... I'm gonna mark that number one for you, too, there, honey lady. Don't let me forget that. I'm going to mark number one on it right now, right here.
Well, remember, you too, if you're listening, you can get a CD too. Join the contest. Come on in, participate, and you can get your opportunity to get a free CD from the Madhouse Live here at 98.6.
That's right. You do well. Well, just either way, buy it if you can. If not, download the damn CD. But there you go. That's for you. Congratulations, Sweet Kisses. All right, so we move on. The next prank call, Milkman, though I still got you for another one?
Yeah.
What was that now?
My last one, bro.
Last one? All right, let's do one more here. Lonesome Loser has sent in a number for Jimmy John's Gourmet Sweatshop.
Ooh.
Okay, and Fetus Man is next up with his three words. This one is cricket, nutrition, or copper. I'm going to go with copper. Yeah, I'm going to go with copper. That's a hard one. That's a very challenging one, Fetus Man. Thank you very much. All right, copper it is. Here we go. Just a moment with the next prank call tonight, folks. What was that?
Jimmy,
hello? This is a sandwich place?
Yeah.
Hey, do you take pennies?
Do you take what?
Like, if I only can pay with pennies. I went down to the grocery store. They don't want to take the pennies in the machine, you know?
Uh-huh.
I got some of the pennies that don't go through. Do you guys take a pennies?
We do not.
You don't take? Man, what is that stuff they make the pennies from? Yeah, so I want to take all your pennies that you, because you don't want the pennies. You give me your pennies, okay?
Yeah, we can't.
You give me your, if you're going to throw them away, baby, you give me the pennies. I'm going to melt the pennies down. I'm going to make one big penny.
Yeah, we can't do that.
I'm going to make a big penny myself. I'm going to have a picture of me and a sandwich in the front of it. Hey, buddy, you have any grinders? Your cold sandwiches?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not even, you're not even trying, dude. You got to be a little bold. Where do you guys think you're going to go with this thing? Cold sandwiches. I can go to my fridge and get a cold sandwich right now. It'll take me 2 minutes to put it together. You got to put some little muscle into it. Put some heat. Give me some of that heat that I can't get at home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's cold is instant. I can get a frozen dinner right now and eat it cold if I wanted to. I wouldn't have to wait a damn second, but if I wanted that frozen dinner heated up and cooked, it'd take me about 15 minutes. That's why I go to the restaurant. The restaurant gives you heat. That's all you're selling is heat, man. You don't have anything hot there at all. How's your soup?
No, we don't have soup at all.
Nothing hot at all. I can't get anything. What, I get coffee?
We just have sandwiches, sodas, and chips.
Sandwiches, sodas, and chips. No heat at all, no muscle, nothing. You don't have any originality. You're not going anywhere with this kid. I give you a 4 out of 8 tonight. 50%. I'm giving you the 2% curve, giving you a 50% instead of the 40 that you deserve. What are you going to do next time to make me happy?
We can't do anything if you don't want cold sandwiches.
You guys got a microwave there? Oh, it's there. You got, baby, you got A, you got the oven. You got B, you got the sandwich machine. Put A and B together, man. You got a panini going on, man. That's where the money's at. Paninis. People want their grinders. Smoothies. You guys got smoothies there?
No.
Bagels. Coffee. White tea. Boring, man. Boring ass half-face sandwiches then, huh? God, you suck. Your phone sucks, man. I'm hanging up on you now. Hey, anything? No? Asshole. All right, Milkman. Thank you for calling in, bro.
Yeah, all right, B, man. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Same time next week?
Yeah, man.
Good deal. I'll talk to you over the weekend, all right, man? All
right, man. I'll give you a touch, baby.
All right, man. Take care. Don't work too hard. All right, that's Milkman, everybody.
All right, talk to you later.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yep, 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 yep. That's Milkman. Boy, we're having a fun show tonight, I'll tell you what. Look at that, Fetus Man. You won the game. Cookin' he says he's having pizza. Anyone else want a piece? Dude, I'll tell you what. Friday is my pizza day. Tomorrow night I'm going to come home. Here's the thing. Let me tell you something. You remember I talked a few weeks ago about the online ordering of pizza that you can do with Pizza Hut, Domino's, and Papa John's? You know what I did? I opened up I registered for a free account with PizzaHut.com. Let me tell you something that's the coolest. I'm not being paid any money by Pizza, but let me tell you, they got some awesome stuff going on with their website. You go to PizzaHut.com right now, you put in your address, You put in a username and a password, right? It finds the closest Pizza Hut location to your to where you live, and then you go on right there and you pick all your toppings. It shows you like the diagram of the pizza, right? So you can pick like half of it sausage, half of it pepperoni. You put right there extra cheese, easy on cheese, light on the sauce, heavy in the sauce. You know, you can split up. You can, it gives you a whole diagram. You know, you can have one half this, one half that. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I usually mute myself when I do that. Anyway, so you get to or design your own pizza and you get it ordered to you. It gives you your status. It says your pizza will be there in 15, 20 minutes or whatever like that. You can pay online and everything. It's a really cool thing, man. So what it's amazing. What I'm going to do tomorrow for the first time, I have it set up. So all I have to do is I text to Pizza Hut my code. I pick the code. It's called Feed Me. I text Feed Me to Pizza Hut, and they automatically put in my last order, and it automatically, so my goal, it takes me 30 minutes to get from work to home. So I'm going to get out Friday, I'm going to get to my car, I'm going to take my cell phone, I'm going to text my order to Pizza Hut, and by the time I get home, I would say roughly within the next 5 minutes, I should have my pizza at my door, ready to eat. Won't even have to wait, dude. Instant pizza. No waste time. That's the beauty of technology, man. Will it work? I don't know. I run the risk of me not being there.
We've been trying to get to you for the longest time.
I'm saying. Eat instant pizza.
The internet, this is where we can, like, instant whatever will come to your door. And it's the whole point of the internet that we've been trying to get for the past 10 years or more.
Yeah, man. Ooh, I'm tired. Okay, we got to do
it. We'll be living in Jetson. The Jetson life will be here sooner than we know it.
That's right. That's right. All right. So, Fetus Man gets He gets another free copy of the CD here. I will give it to him as well. I will give up to one more CD out tonight. Other than that, you're on your own until next week. We're going to give out 3 CDs tonight for free because it is a special night. So let me get that autograph here on the way here for you, live on the air. This is a very special thing. A live Carlito. I'll put number 2 on yours there, Fetus Man. I got your address here, so that's good. Let me give that the old John Hancock machine here. Tuck, how long did it take for you to set up your signature? Like, your little tag that you use for your comic books. Did you work on it for a while? Because that's an important thing for a comic book artist.
You mean the one that's on there now? I made a PSD of it, and it's just part of the Photoshop program that I use, and it's just, setting it up, and I wrote it, you see, and then I scanned it, and then I have it, so I'm now on my official art now. I can just put my signature, and it's always a uniform, that thing, which is kind of like a logo, but it's actually my signature now, and it's basically how I've been doing it in the past few months now.
Okay.
And it's a good way to do it, I feel. Nice,
okay.
Clean looking and everything.
Yeah, but I'm saying, did you practice your signature?
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, but did you practice it for a long time to get your signature
right?
Yeah. I'm sure you got to practice your signature, you got to.
You just sort of.
Yeah.
That's the perfect signature of hundreds that I did to get it look like that. This isn't easy. This is why I practice.
Well, the thing is, I don't have,
design and everything.
It
takes craft and skill.
I didn't actually have a Carlito signature. I have a, my real name signature. I'm not going to put that on the CD. I want to put Carlito on. So I actually had yesterday. I was like, man, I got to come up with a signature here. I didn't even think about it.
You're developing as we speak. Yeah.
This is a new brand new. This is only the second time that I've made the signature official. I've got a piece of paper here where I practice it for an hour. It's all scrawled with blue ink on my different versions of my Carlito signature. But there it is, it's complete. I'm rather proud of it. It's a mix of cursive and non-cursive. And it's got the date on it, too. So there you go. Right there, homeboy. Fetus Man, you get CD number 2. It will be marked number 2 as well. That's going to you, sir. I got your address here ready to go. We are rolling out of here. One more CD will be given out tonight. Up to one more. You can also call in if you want. The toll-free line is open, 1-888-278-8509. This is Madhouse Radio, the prank call show that you heard about. We are on now. Had a good show today. Had some pretty progressive prank calls. We're playing a little bit of a game. We're not going to do this every week. I mean, we're going to do our normal show normally, but this is just a special show for the CD release, so I thought I'd make it fun. I wanted to give some away, and rather than just, you know, think of things at the last moment, I said, let me go ahead and go back to something I used to listen to. And there we go. Corrupt Corruption says he just bought the CD while the audio locked up in Syndicate. Awesome, cool. So good. We got one sold already. Kokanee was reporting here diligently that the audio and video were dead in Syndicate. Yeah, so sorry about that, guys. It looks like it's still working now, I think. It's frozen. Oh, shit. No, it froze again. Look at that. Man, I've got problems with this computer.
The Shoutcast stream does work.
Yeah, the Shoutcast stream works. It's just like I have to run it through the browser and it just crashes all the time, man. It sucks. They keep missing out on a good show.
Well, I'm just telling the listeners. I mean, the Shoutcast streams work, kids.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Yeah. So, thanks for you know.
PCU stream. Codes up to 300 people alone. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Give me a moment here, folks. Listen to this tune while I get the Syndicate and the video stream back up online here. Oh, and Tuck, I saw you uploaded a podcast episode about a week or two ago, didn't you? A new one?
Yeah, it's what's not new, but it's one I've had sitting around for a while. I've just been taking this long to actually get it up. So, number 16 of Revolutuck is now up for everyone to listen to. It's just me just playing comedy bits and music and whatnot and watches and who on.
I miss
getting a lot of stuff out there that's been sort of sitting in the back.
I miss the live shows. They were actually really, I mean, not you didn't do a lot of stuff, you know, like it was really mellow, kind of laid back show. No, I'm not saying that. It wasn't like anything too intense.
Yeah,
it was
Sunday afternoon, mellow show, exactly.
Yeah, it was.
And when I kind of get to in a mode to kind of go into that again, it's just been so busy that it's just been the last thing I've been really wanting to think about. But
yeah.
If I can get enough people, and if I get ahead of time, enough people to know that it's on and sort of help participate a little bit. One thing I didn't really worry about, because I can't do like you, I can't do live the way I'm set up with the dial-up situation and everything. It's hard. I can't really do live calls, but I can do recorded calls, but it's just up to me to think to record calls during the week, and I haven't really been able to really, you know, pinch myself up to go and do that every week. So that's kind of why it's just been kind of lax.
Dude, there's a dude on Now Live in the Syndicate room. He's got a mask on. He's freaking me out. Is that Iron Man? Hang on, let me look at that. Is that Iron Man? Yeah, it is Iron Man, dude. That's a freaky... I didn't know they had an Iron Man mask. Man, that's scary, dude. Iron Man is a very scary... I wonder what they based the Iron Man... You know they had to base it off of, like, some kind of tribal mask that they found out there, and someone said, oh, look at
that.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah. I wonder what it was.
Yeah. Someone collected the Africa mask or something drew it whenever he was designing it.
He's got like a Jedi looking jacket on. He's got like an Obi-Wan Kenobi Jedi robe. He just showed his man boobs. That's cool, dude, man. Yeah, rock out, Iron Man's.
And man boobs.
Iron Man. Yeah, Iron Man's going nuts. Sidekick Chuck's behind the jail now. He got caught by La Migra. He's flicking us off. Fuck, man. Yeah, he's... That's cool. You can do some funky stuff with cams now, man. Look at that. Disturbed...
That cam gimmicks and stuff now.
Disturbed is... He's got like a whole... He's got a whole, like, Miami Vice-looking thing, but in reverse parallel. And there's some white chick with a lot of white blonde hair-looking stuff, and she's got no background. She's like in a box. It's like this white girl, man. That's the kind of girl I never get.
I gotta think to set up and properly set up over here and somehow draw live on here on the cam somewhere. I gotta
That'd be cool.
My situation now.
That'd be kind of cool, man. You should make a show where you draw. If you have, you could draw your comic book live and have music and talk in the background, like.
That's kind of what it would be.
Like Bob Ross. Like, what happened?
Yeah, just draw whatever I'm working on. Just turn the cam on and draw and have music or whatever.
Let me tell you, dude. You know what I did last week for real? I burned a little bit of the hay. It was about 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. I couldn't get back to sleep. And I went ahead and I turned on PBS and Bob Ross was on. Let me tell you something. I had the funnest time watching Bob Ross, at 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. Bob Ross has this cool...
The painter guy.
Man.
That guy.
He had a way... He's dead. Rest his soul. He lived here in Florida. But, man... That guy had a talent. You would think, I'd be like, sometimes I remember I watch Bob Ross, I'm like, oh man, Bob Ross fucked up this one. But by the end of that episode, he fixed it, man. Like, remember this one time, it looked like he fucked up the painting for sure. He made this nasty looking block thing. Homeboy made it, it turned it into a house. He's like, fuck that shit, I can save this. Bloop, 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 bloop. Made it into a log cabin. It looked awesome, looked better than it did before. Bob Ross is the fucking man, dude. Awesome stuff.
Happy little mistakes, as he would say.
Happy little mistakes. There's no such thing. Yeah, you see, that's how nature was. It had mistakes all over it, like Utah, because you weren't a planned, child, apparently. That's okay though. It's not a big deal. Hey, we got a number in England here. Neville Poole, a guy answered about 2 minutes ago. So let's do that. Neville Poole, a prank call victim to be coming up here. I'm getting tired. I'm running out of gas. So we're going to be ending the show here in a few moments. We'll do a few more prank calls, hopefully. We'll see how that works. In the meantime, here's this.
I'm sorry, I had the music up. Did you say hello?
Who is it?
This is Valente. How are you?
What do you want? What
is that? Oh my God, oh my God. Do you hear that music? Do you hear that racket tonight? Fucker guy. What a fucker guy, that guy. I'm going to call him right back, I am. I messed up with the music. I couldn't shut it off in time. I was trying to do three things at once. Shit. Collins.
Incorporated.
I know.
You make your mistakes.
Yeah.
There's no mistakes. It's happy little mistakes. Nah. You incorporate what she used. Exactly what we were just talking about.
Dude,
seconds ago.
Now there's
the
this
Bob
guy.
Ross method.
Now Disturbed, man. He's like drowning in water. And he's splashing it. That looks fun, man. I wish I could live in the water, you know? You remember Seinfeld when Kramer was, he was going to live in the shower? You remember that? He was like, he was doing all that shit.
Oh, yeah. Cooking in the shower.
He was like washing lettuce in the shower, and he said he was going to live in it. I could live in the shower, you know? I would get a walk-in shower and get like one of those plastic chairs, those resin chairs, and hang out in that. You know what I'm saying? Definitely would. I would live in a shower. You got all your water. You can do your number one right there. You can do your number two and mash it into the grate. I forgot about Reclude, man. Hey, call in, man. Sorry. Forgot. All right, dude. Let's get... Reclude might be calling in here in a moment. That'll be cool. Cliff was on fire here earlier. Also. Now Disturbed looks like a mosaic. Dude, that's just weird, dude. A lot of weird stuff going on. A lot of people, though, on listening to the show tonight. I want to thank all of you. Let me do a quick count here. We got 23 on Shoutcasts, and we got another 21 listening, watching us on Now Live, so that's in the 40s. That's generally the amount of listeners that we get here in a night, so thank you very much. And, of course, we have a lot of people who listen to the show on the podcast as well. So there it is. You need to step up on the podcast, Tuck. We got to get some, just good prank call stuff. You know what I mean?
Reclude, you're on the air. What's up, man?
Yeah, what's going on, bro?
What's going on, bro? You're not in Memphis?
No, I was in Nashville for a little bit. That shit was badass.
Yeah, I bet that. That's like Music City capital of the country, huh?
Yeah, and you know what? I fucking hate New Country's such a bunch of bullshit.
It is. It's all
gum pop
bullshit.
Such a bunch of bullshit. But I tell you what, dude, that fucking town is badass. I don't know what it is. It's like the community's actually badass down there. Like with music, like everybody's really fucking nice, and like it's weird. Like in this town, it's like I fucking hate everybody. Everybody hates each other.
Right.
You know, like studios, musicians, whatnot. But down there, it's like everybody just sits, and just talks and doesn't give a fuck. Yeah, you know? I think it's because there's more business going around.
I'll tell you what, though. The best episodes of Cops are always in Nashville, man.
Really?
Dude, Nashville Cops episodes are like the wackiest ones. They got the most weirdest shit going on in Nashville. And man, I remember Nashville's always the best. Like, if they had a Nashville Taser episode, it would be the best episode of Cops ever in history. Yeah, man.
You know what? I think I remember some shit like that. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's cool. So, are you down for doing some pranks, man? I know I kept you waiting. I totally, man, I did a prank.
Oh, dude, I've been working. It's no big deal, dude.
Yeah,
I've always
cool.
got something to do.
Cool, man. I've got a lady in England here if you want to call, Rosina Walton. Hey, my CD came out, by the way, dude. I got to get you a copy of it.
Oh, sweet, man.
Yeah. Email me your address or, you know, the studio, wherever you want me to send it to. I'll send you a free copy of it, all right, man?
Oh, thanks, man.
Just check it out,
man.
No problem. I'll sign it with my old signature and all that stuff, you know?
What about your new signature?
This is the new signature. I made a new signature for the CD, actually, the Carlito one, instead of the Carlos, whatever my last name is, you know? I want to give
that.
Yeah, you know, I got the celebrity signature now, you know what I mean? Yeah, right.
That's what you should do, though. You should definitely do that, man.
Hell yeah. You want to call England? You want to call a business here in the States?
What do you got in the States, just for the hell of it?
Let's see. I got Weird Wally's in California.
Weird Wally's? Yeah. What the fuck is that? Like a bar or something?
Something, I guess. Yeah, it's a bar. I got the Windy Gap Bar. I've got, you ever watch Heroes? You know that show Heroes? Do you watch TV at all? You know the cheerleader?
Rarely.
You know the cheerleader? Well, there's like a cheerleader, the actress, her mom, we got her number here also sitting around. We haven't called that yet, but that's always a thing. If you don't know
much.
Call
me Lute or something. I don't know what I don't know that show, but hey.
We got much to go with. I got a diner here also we called earlier, but that might be funny. So we got some stuff.
What happened with the diner?
What happened with the diner? It's the Fog City Diner. I called it the Fag City Diner. What did I do with that? I forgot now. I did something funny. I don't know. It was a while ago. It was like an hour and a half ago or so. I don't even remember what I did.
Where's it at?
It's in San Fran. And it's the Fog. I called it the Fag City Diner in San Francisco. That's funny. Awesome.
Let's just call me like fucking fag bashes.
Let's be
assholes. I
don't
know what else to do.
Yeah, you got it. All right. Hang on, folks.
Thank you. Hello? Can I help you? Hello, where are you guys located at?
We're on Battery and Embarcadero.
Okay, listen, there's this guy up there, like a tall brunette guy, you know what I'm talking about? Kind of broad shoulders, he works there.
Lodovike? I don't know who.
See, I want to get... You know what I'm saying? I go in there every once in a while. I see him in there. So I want to know if you can hook me up. You know, because, you know, this is a gay city, so. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I just want to try. I want to try something new. Hello?
He had the big gay laugh.
Yeah, you know, like I was told. Yeah. What do you say? I didn't even hear him because I was talking.
I don't know. He kept on interrupting you, and when he heard you say that, this is a gay town, he went, oh.
The guy is a fucking queer.
Who told you? Okay, look, I want to try to call back. We called this Chinese restaurant. I called him like 3 times in a row. I accused her of calling me the N-word, and she got mad and said she's going to call the cops. I'm going to give her a call back.
Yeah, okay. What voice did you use?
I just did my regular Carlito, you know.
Oh, okay.
And Volante, yeah.
Can you call?
Yeah, I sent you the information on Yahoo if you're by the computer still or not.
All right, let's see.
All right, that's the Golden
Crown. Yeah, that sounds funny.
Yeah, all right, let's try that. Hopefully they're still open. I didn't call them that long ago, so we'll see. All right, hang on, folks. Here's another prank with Reclude. Hang on, man.
Hey, hello. I got a question to ask you.
Okay.
Hello, somebody call my dad the N-word?
I don't know, this is a restaurant, nobody would...
Somebody call my dad a nigger, I don't appreciate that.
Okay.
This is Richie Randall, I'm going to call the police on you, sons of bitches.
Okay.
Listen, I'm coming down here, you slanty-eyed motherfuckers, don't call my dad a nigger.
She's gone already. She's so in a bad mood. She's like, oh, wahoo, doll.
Call her back. Fuck it, dude. Let's call her like 10 times.
All
Who
right,
cares?
Let's do it.
Fuck that bitch.
She's a bitch. You'll see.
Get, dude, eventually we're going to get a good call. Like,
yeah. Eventually we'll fuck her up. All right, let's do that.
Hello. Hello there, sir.
God damn it.
Place the call, press 1.
Oh, what a bunch of fucking slant-eyed fucks, dude.
I know. That's bullshit.
Almost as bad as fucking Specs.
I'm gonna try the Windy Gap Bar.
Customer service.
Speaking of Specs.
I really want to call it back, but they'll just keep on hanging up.
Let's do this one, and then we'll give her a second to stew.
Yeah,
hopefully we won't forget.
We gotta keep going back. Oh, it's funny.
All right, hang on. Windy Gap Bar.
Okay. Hello?
Winnie Gap.
I want to send some of my interns down there and get me a couple of drinks. Do you guys sack and carry?
Do we what?
I want to send a couple of my interns down there to get some drinks. Do you guys sack and carry? Put her in bottles? All the liquor stores are closed.
Oh, I sell like liters.
Sell liters?
Liters is all I have, yeah.
What do you mean, liters of what?
Liters of booze. Whiskey, what do you want?
Oh, my God. All right, we got a... Do you have a Cutty Sock?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, 2 bottles. What about some gin?
Yeah.
Listen, I have a confession to make. Is this a gay bar?
No.
Do you have any fags coming there? Okay. What if I bought a bunch of fags in there? Would people get mad?
They might.
Okay, well, what kind of people go in there? Like bikers? Or just yuppies or who?
Not about anybody.
Politicians go in there?
All the time.
I'm going to make you a confession. I'm going to confess something else. I'm a Kennedy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Kennedy?
So, yeah, Kennedy.
From?
Where do you think I'm from?
Well, I don't know.
You ever heard of the Kennedys?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. Where do you think we're coming from? Coming from the South.
Okay.
Okay, so what do you got? I want you to get a box of liquors. I'm going to have one of my interns pick it up.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I want to let you know something. You're totally ruining this call.
Why is that?
You're just ruining the call. You're not responding well enough.
Well, the reception, I'm having trouble hearing you.
Yeah, well, we're having trouble laughing. You're ruining this phone call.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is a phony phone call, and you're ruining it.
Oh.
We're just not funny anymore.
Okay.
We're eventually going to have to hang up because this is just not a good call.
Okay,
you think you could say something funny and save the call?
Well, probably
Tell
not.
Us a joke or something. Tell us a joke. You know, you bartender, you probably know a couple jokes.
I'm pretty dry.
Huh. All right, then. Well, I guess you have a nice evening.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, that guy was weird.
What the fuck? No, I was like,
okay, all right, buddy.
Worst prank call ever. I'm trying to save it, but, you know.
Yeah, he was kind of goofy. He was kind of... fun to fuck with him, but he's...
Yeah, it's kind of boring. I think you just ruined this call, you fucker.
Yeah, asshole. Get pissed or something. Come on, you fucker.
Get mad, you son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. I'll say shit about your mother.
Alright, Chinese restaurant, let's call him. We need to get some good reactions tonight.
We're gonna call the Golden Crown again. Hang on, folks, here we go.
Hello, this is Fire Chief Frank. I heard you guys are breaking the fire codes down there.
Yep.
excuse me.
This is Fire Chief Frank from a local department. I heard you guys are breaking fire codes when they're putting chairs by the doors and whatnot. You got smoke detectors, got dust on them.
I don't think so.
Well, you don't think so? When's the last time you cleaned them, checked the batteries, fire blankets, and extinguishers?
Why don't you come down here and give me an inspection then?
What's that?
Why don't you come down here and give me the
inspection? Okay, you trying to get fucking funny with me? I'll shut your goddamn place down. I'll shut it down 2 seconds, buddy. You don't fuck with
What's
the firemen. What?
What's your last name?
Caliendo.
You spell that, please?
I don't know. You seem fucking smart to me. Why don't you spell it? You got a fucking wise-ass attitude.
To place the call, press 1 to listen.
What does y'all want, Mom?
I started laughing, dude. I couldn't help it, dude. It's just fucking stupid.
What are your last name? How do you spell our Korean? Were you thinking Frank Kelly? Isn't that the guy that does all the impersonations?
That's the only thing I could think. Yeah. I was like, fuck.
That's a believable firefighter last name, though, Caliendo.
Yeah, they're all like fucking wops and shit.
They're all mixing wops.
I should have looked this up on the net. Let's think of something else, dude. Yeah. We can't. Well, wait. That's kind of like law enforcement. Should have done that.
No. Fireman, come on.
Fireman doesn't really matter.
Yeah, that's close.
let's say we're the hospital.
Yeah. Like, paramedics and firemen are fair game. Cops, Secret Service, stuff like that. We want to stay away from them.
Let's call. Dude, let's call back as like EMS or some shit. Where's this place at? Let me see.
It's fucking Beaverton, Oregon.
What the fuck?
Oregon. Nasty sounding name. I'm almost out of time. Let's call England. Let's call an England one first, and then we'll do him again, and we'll wrap it up. How's that sound?
Okay, it sounds good. I'm going to look some shit up in the meantime. All right,
cool. And I'm gonna tell you, I got Rosina Walton, Harold Fawcett, or Richard Cowell. Which one should... Or do you want to... I'll do this one. Let me call... I'm going to call Harold Fawcett myself. And then,
okay, yeah.
And then when we... Well, no, you did the prank call. Fuck that shit, dude. You're the funny one. Hang on. Let me get that. Do you want Walton, Fawcett, or Cowell?
Fawcett.
Fawcett. So it's Harold Fawcett. He's in Lancashire. Or Lancashire.
Okay.
Lancashire is what they say. All right. Let me send you that. There you go. All right, folks. Here we go. We've got a handful of pranks left. No one go anywhere. Just a moment.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Good evening.
Who are you?
Good evening.
Who are you?
Carl Miller. Don't get snotty with me. This is a serious matter.
I am not being snotty. I wish to know who is calling me.
Carl T. Miller.
Yes?
I'm a paramedic.
Yes.
Are you in need?
I'm not disclosing any personal information on this.
Okay. Case. Why did you call us?
I didn't call you. You called me.
Well, I'm calling you back.
No. I haven't called you.
Listen. When you...
He just broke in laughing at the poor guy.
I was about to say something. I don't know why, dude. I'm in a fucking weird ass mood tonight, dude. I can't even pull off these fucking friends, dude. I was like about to say some stupid shit.
Oh, man, you should have.
I was getting pissed off. Like, I totally blew that, man. I could have been a really good fucking friend.
We could try Richard Cowell instead.
Alright, let me slap myself in the face a couple times so I can stop laughing.
Get serious, man, come on.
It's hard. It's funny.
It is. It is, yeah. Yeah, I got a funny story about that. Anyway. Alright, so Richard Cowell. We'll give it. We'll give him a call, and then we give the China place a call, and I think I'm out of time. I think someone's going on after me here. I better hurry up.
Who's going on?
I forgot. One of the syndicators is going on. Who the fuck was this? Is it Psychic? No, Psychic doesn't do a show. Someone's doing a show. Hmm. I don't know. Anyway, hang on, Rick. We'll do one. We'll do another one here.
Okay.
What can anyone else do?
Hello.
Who are you? Hello.
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 Hello. Answer me. Yes.
Yes, I'm answering you.
Are you awake?
I fucking well am. Yes. And who are you?
Excuse me.
Why are you?
I'm from
up?
The Sussex Fire Department.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, and we're about to come to your house and spray you with water.
Yeah.
Because you've got to add it. What are you? What in the world are you doing? Why are you breathing heavy? This is a government serious matter. Hello? I command you by the royal order. I need you to speak to me properly and in perfect British English.
She's still there.
Hello?
Oof. Beware the moles.
Dude, come on. We gotta recall that real quick.
Yeah,
fuck,
we gotta call. She was in a saucy mood, Dan. Let me call her back. Hang on.
Fuck whoever's going on.
Hello?
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 This is the West Sussex Fire Brigade.
She's not answering.
We understand that you are storing petrol.
I don't know if this... Hang on. It never went through. She must have taken... Sometimes they take their phone up the hook. It doesn't even ring busy. It just sits there.
Ah, yeah, that's stupid. Con.
Whatever. All right.
It was our fun.
All right, so we can do the Chinese restaurant again. And I also got...
One more person and... No, that's all three of them, right?
That's all three. I got a Denny's and a Hooters also in Mesa, Arizona. Each of them. Both of them are in Mesa. Hooters. You know, the...
See, bars like that, they don't...
Too loud.
Actually, you know what? Fuck it. Let's call them and just see what we can do.
Yeah. Let me go. Let's do the Hooters. Cause I like to call Hooters. It's funny if you act like you're in love with the girl who, you know, helped you out. You know,
I'm about to call and be all religious on
them. Religious on them, on the Hooters ass. All right, let's do that. All right, here we go.
Thank you for calling Hooters in Mesa. This is Kelly. How may I help you?
Are you the people that's over on...
Hello, how are you?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Are you on 6730 East Superstition Springs?
Yes.
Okay, listen. I'm from the local Second Baptist Church, and we understand that you women are pretty much encroaching on our territory by objectifying yourselves.
Hold on 1 second, please.
I can't.
She thought you were someone else.
What the fuck you call it?
She's like, oh, hey, Ted.
There was a complaint online about him. I'm trying to, like, read it.
Oh, really? Yeah, do that. John is asking...
RipOffReport.com. I'm trying to figure this out.
Yeah, we're calling Mesa, Arizona. Did you pull it up real quick? Without me knowing? Oh, I was wondering how you got the address so fast. I was like, I didn't think I sent it to you. Wow.
Alright, wait a minute.
What's the review?
It said,
Here's a dot. Join us for happy hour, Monday through Friday from 2 to 6 p.m. We've got great specials on drinks and appetizers. It's the perfect end to your day, and the ideal entry to a great way to play. Thanks for calling. We'll be right with you.
This is going to take too long. Ugh, got shit in my mouth.
Oh, what a fucking cunt.
All right, let me see what else we got. I think we got another one from Lonesome here.
Yeah, this is fucking pointless.
Oh, we got an Italian paparazzi guy in Italy.
Oh, yeah?
His name is Massino Sestini. You know,
Wait a minute. Yeah, here's what you got to do.
Uh-huh.
Like, give me his number.
Yeah, I'm doing it now.
Craig, can I help you?
Listen, how you doing, sir? I'm from the Second Baptist Church in town. And, we're trying to rid all all the local community of any whoremongering businesses. And I don't like the way you're objectifying women and forcing people. What?
What's going on?
Well, there's going to be a protest at your place for the next couple days.
Sure, whatever.
Now, we take our community very seriously.
Well, you take it to the police or something like that, all right?
No, we're going to take it to the streets. We're going to be right there protesting.
What are you going
to
do?
Everybody's going to feel. We got signs. We got music.
Well, where are we going to do that? I mean, where are you going to protest that?
Your place there. I can give you the address, but you're right there anyway. You're on East Superstition Springs, right?
Okay, yeah. I mean,
okay, we'll be right down then. I mean, there's no question about it. You'll see us. There'll be about 20 of us. What?
Tomorrow or Saturday?
It's going to be the next couple days. I mean, pretty solid.
Please do. We need the advertising.
No, it's not going to be advertising. There's going to be some changes made.
There's not going to be any changes.
There's going to be changes.
Right?
I'm tired of your whoremongering.
Sorry about that.
I'm tired about your objectifying women.
Well,
we're not going to stand for it in our community.
Yeah, you are. You don't have a choice.
Uh-oh, watch this. It's America. That's why we run them out. Indians out.
You don't have a choice.
We ran the Indians out. We can run you out.
No, you ain't going to do that. I promise you that.
I tell you what, them girls are going to wear pants.
I'll tell you what.
Them girls are going to wear pants and dresses. We ain't having no more of them hot pants.
God damn.
Objectifying women like you do.
What bar you at?
What?
Where are you drinking at tonight?
Drinking at? I don't drink that fire water.
Sounds like you are.
Well, I tell you what, I don't need all that stuff. I'm just tired of this community being overrun by whoremongers.
Come on down. We'll be expecting you.
Okay. Be prepared. Be prepared, because...
Prepared for what? All you're going to do is...
Protest! For the protest.
Please,
this is serious business. This is serious business.
Please. We got to do it tonight. I want to start tonight about 12.
No, we're going to start tomorrow. We're going to start about lunchtime. We're going to go all the way to the evening. And then we're going to come back the next day. We're going to start about 10 a.m.
We need the publicity. And if you do
there ain't going to be no publicity. There's going to be some different ordinances ran. I know the mayor. I know the mayor. You think you're the only one.
The mayor's okay with what's going on here.
Well, when's the last time you talked to him?
Chamber of Commerce, I'm in it, so don't sit here.
That doesn't mean anything. We're changing all the rules now, buddy.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you're going to see what signs are. Those signs are going to change you.
No, you're not.
I tell you what, you have no idea what words are going to be on them signs.
You got to get your 20 people and do what you got to do.
I might be 30 now. I don't know. It might take a little bit more.
Please do 40. I would suggest you do 40.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to make a big spectacle to get any ads on you, but it's going to be a big enough protest. Last time this happened, we were down at the... We were down at the abortion clinic last week, and we shut them down. We shut them down.
You're not going to shut this place down.
We're going to shut everybody down. We shut down a sex shop over on the west side of town, too.
That's fine. We're going to be here.
We're going to shut you down, buddy.
This is good stuff. I'm looking forward to seeing you. I'm looking forward to meeting you. Buy you a beverage and all that stuff.
No, we're not coming inside. We don't participate in that. But I tell you what, your customers are going to know what's going on. They're going to be so ashamed, they're going to walk out the door. They're going to be ashamed.
Just hurry up and get here.
Shame on you.
Just get here and hurry up, all right, buddy?
Shame.
Girls are looking forward to seeing you, you know.
Shame on all you.
Come on, hurry up.
Shame on you and your customers.
Yes, sir, I understand.
Shame on you.
I wish you the best, okay? I gotta go.
Yeah, you're gonna see what happens, buddy. Out of business. Close her down.
Whatever.
close them down.
Whatever.
All right. Make sure you close up, clean up real good. You're going to have to go over to Phoenix.
I'm not going to clean up. I'm going to be expecting you with open arms.
No, just clean up the place and make sure it's nice because they're going to have to sell it. We're going to put a church in there next.
Are you really?
We're going to put
Catholic
a church,
church
in there. Hey, we're going to turn everything into that. That's what we did
Catholic
with the sex
church.
Shop. We'll do it to you, too. We're going to run you. We're going to run you clear out to Las Vegas.
What's wrong with Las Vegas?
What?
What's wrong
That's
with
a city of sin.
That's good stuff up there.
No, we don't like it up there. We can't do much up there. It's overrun with money, greed, and sin, and prostitutes.
I got you. I understand.
Well, we're going to take over Mesa. Mesa's our own country. We're going to take that over. That ain't going to you people.
I'll be here helping you out. We'll work together.
Okay, well, that's good. Just get her closed up. I'll bring the boards and nails. You can nail up the windows because you guys are going out of business.
I'll check you later, my friend.
All right. Go out of business. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Go out of business. Goodbye.
Takes a call.
I wonder if that guy knew I was, like, fucking around with him.
I think he might get that call a lot. Sounded like he's like, I know the mayor.
I know the mayor.
I know the mayor. He's cool. He comes here.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
How much more bad that is? It's like the manager. You know he's fucking at least one of those stupid ass bitches.
Fuck, yeah. He probably...
That's point the manager that, you know what I'm saying? Like...
That's got to be the job where you got to make the hiring decisions at a Hooters, you know what I mean? Where they just come. You know they're coming, their interviews all whored out. Oh, God. Telling you.
Dude, there's one in California where this guy had him, like, he had this whole thing in a trailer, like he was having interviews. And then he had the girls change into the outfits to check him out, and he was, like, videotaping them and shit.
He had the couch in the trailer kind of thing.
Yeah, it was all a big scam. He got fucking... fired, dude. He got his ass reamed, but that's still a pretty funny idea.
It's like, if you want to move up, you got to do this thing.
Yeah, so that wasn't too bad of a call. I mean, it wasn't, like, classic, but it was pretty funny.
It was good. No, it was good, man. Right on par. Now, let's do one more. Let's call. You want to call that Chinese place? I got a... Lonesome has been sending in tons of numbers. We got the paparazzi, right, in Italy? Isn't that... We were about to do that one?
I'm trying to think. Let me Google his name real quick. Let's do a good one here instead of just calling him. I know how to speak Italian, but basically, I got an idea. And why don't we do this to where we'll call him in. Let's see here.
I sent you a whole block of new numbers that came in from Lonesome.
Oh, sorry. Here.
That's
Massimo Sestini. Because we'll see what he, you know what I'm saying? We're going to say, like, where the fuck is he at, Bergamo? I want to say, get on a plane right now. There's, like, somebody in town or some shit, like, out of his tip.
Right. I want to mention it real quick. If I'm overextending my stay on Syndicate, if anybody else needs to go on Syndicate, please let me know, and I'll gladly go off. I'll stay on the Madhouse station, but I want to make sure I'm not encroaching on someone else's time slots. Just let me know if someone else needs to go on. Let me know, and we'll gladly move on. Don't worry. I know it's almost 1 here at Eastern. God, I got a lot of this dust on his monitor. Okay, so you're ready to call this dude, or you want to do another one in the meantime while we find that?
Let's do this dude. I'm looking through all this shit. Yeah, he's one of the fucking douchebag paparazzi.
Okay.
He's like taking pictures out of a fucking helicopter and shit. This shit's a fucking stupid.
What a fucking bastard. People that do that shit are just sick, man.
It's just pointless. Yeah. I don't get it.
I don't know. Reading magazines like that shit. All right, anyway, so we're going to call Massimo.
I think this is a... You know what? I don't think there's a guy named Massimo. I think it's, like, a company.
Really?
Because I'm looking here, it's like the company.
Probably. It's probably...
Let's just call him.
We'll figure it out. We'll make something happen. All right, let's do it. And hang on, folks. We're going to do that.
Pronto. Listen, I have an anonymous tip. You must send a...
Hey.
I have an anonymous tip. Aspetta.
What the fuck did she just say?
Call back.
Let's call it back, guys.
I didn't even understand. Like, I was like, huh?
It said, like, scatolay. I think she meant shit.
Yeah, they speak this, dude, like, it's weird, like, up there, because this is, what the fuck is this? They all speak these weird dialects and shit.
Yeah, they got their own little regional Sicilians and all, and they got their,
yeah.
Oh, fuck, all right, well, let's try her back. That's funny.
What's she so pissed about?
Yeah, just because you called her. Well, it's only, it's like 6 a.m. over there, I guess. Maybe that's why.
Oh, is it?
Something like that.
Fuck it. Let's call back again, dude.
I think that was the wrong number. I'm not sure. Oh, shit. All right, let's try calling her back. Hang on.
Fuck it, dude. Let's call it. Wake up, bitch.
Yeah, get your ass up. It's 6 o'clock.
Pronto, ascolta me. Non capisci il cazzo. Porca bestia. Ascolta me, puta.
Fucking bitch isn't saying anything.
She's a pissed off. You know what I told her?
What? You called her a bitch, I know that. Oh, she hung up.
I said, listen to me. I think you don't understand the dick. instead of like, you don't know shit. Like, you don't understand shit, or you don't know how they say.
Yeah.
Like, you don't understand the dick.
You don't understand the dick.
That's what they say. I don't know. Like,
that's kind of cool though. I like that. Like, you don't know.
No, Capisci the Cazzo.
Oh, man.
The Cazzo's dick.
That's right.
I called her a fucking bitch and said, God damn it.
Well, good. Good for her.
I thought it was going to be funny because she's so pissed off. Let's call her one more time. Fuck it.
How about we call one and then call her back? You know, let's call the Chinese place again.
Yeah, let's call it, like, alternate. Try to get these people all fucking worked up.
There we go. All right, let's call the China people.
Okay.
Real quick. Where'd that go? Hang on. Where'd that go? Golden Crown Restaurant. Here we go. All right, hang on, folks.
Hello. Hello, how are you doing, sir? This is Fire Marshal John Francis. We understand you're violating some fire codes down at your restaurant there. Hello?
He said, I think he said fuck like that. You heard him? He's like, fuck like that, and we hung it up. That's all we got, though. Oh, shit. He's on the guard. Ain't gonna work with him anymore. All right. Let's call another one, and then we can try the Italy one again that we did before, the Massimo.
Whatever. You're the guy, man. You figure it out.
All right. I think that'll be it, because I'm almost out.
That's fine.
I gotta work tomorrow. All right. Okay. So, you saw the ones I sent you. You got a perforation there? Or perforation, you know what I mean? A perforation. There's a gourmet pizza from Pompeii. I don't think that's in New Zealand, right? It's one of those.
What the hell? I don't know anything about the Spread Eagle Inn. That's so
there
fucking
you go.
Ridiculous. Hold on a second. Richard Nigel. Let's see. Yeah, it's called Nigel.
Nigel Lord?
Yeah.
Nigel Laud. That's in Essex, okay? Here we go.
All right, let's see here. Essex.
Hello. This is John Francis of the Essex Fire Brigade.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Okay, this is John Francis of the Essex Fire Brigade. We'd like to know who's been calling around us.
Sorry?
Somebody from this number has been calling the John Francis Essex Fire Brigade.
Sorry, I don't know.
Okay, listen, we know where you are, and we're going to send a fire truck down right now.
Okay, never mind.
This firefighter calls are not working.
No, not tonight at least. Okay, all right, let's call...
So goddamn retarded.
It's a good... Yeah, we've been having fun. All right, let's call the Italian one, and we'll wrap it up, right, man?
That sounds great.
Massimo. I like that. I'm going to name my son Massimo.
Massimo. don't be a silly ass.
Hello there, then Massimo.
Massimo. Okay, that's what we're going to do. Last call is going to be blackface.
All right, blackface to Massimo in Italy. See how that goes.
Oh, didn't we just call him?
Yeah, you want to call a different...
Fuck him. Just call that bitch again.
See if she answers. If not, we'll do nothing. We'll figure it out.
Okay, we'll do one more with a person that answers no matter what happens.
Exactly. There you go. Hello there.
Hello there. Hello. Answer the phone, woman.
Damn it.
That's all right. Blackface ain't gonna work on an Italian.
They don't understand it at all. Alright, well, let's do the spread eagle end, though. That might work out.
Alright, let's try that.
It's probably, I bet you anything it'll be an Indian guy. I always get Indian people at ends.
Really?
Yeah. Spread eagle end, too. What's that
about?
Nobody
wanna work here except fucking dumbass Indian.
Yeah, nasty. Piss smelling guy. Hang on.
Hello? Somebody there? Hello, please pick up the phone. Hello?
Fuck. What the fuck are these people now?
These fucking British being a bunch of assholes. Yeah. Well, you guys have been we probably pranked the whole fucking country.
I know, now, right? They all know that. Just don't answer the
phone. They're all getting wise.
Yeah, they go, oh, it's that Carlito guy. Alright, well, I'm gonna go to bed, man. I'm out.
Yeah, that's fine, man. We try. We have one decent hit, but.
Yeah, no, we have, dude, it's better than nothing. We had like two, I think.
Yeah.
You had some good calls, man. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. It was alright. I mean, cool. Shit. Like, I'm fucking not. I mean, I could have had that one, dude. That one would have been so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Good stuff laughing.
Just started laughing. That's funny, dude. That's cool. It happens, man. No worries.
So fucking stupid.
It was good. It was good. All right, man.
All right, man. Well, congratulations on the CD release.
Yeah, send me the address, and I'll get you a copy so you can check it out and spread it around, all right?
That sounds great, man.
Cool,
talk
man.
To you later.
Bro. All right, bro. Take care.
All right.
All right, that's Rick Lude, everybody. Rick Lude. Wow, we've done a long show. I forgot about Tuck and Bass. So you guys still there? It's like you guys have been, like, doing nothing in the show all for, like, the last hour. You guys are asleep. You're all like, Tuck's on mute. How'd Tuck get muted? Tuck, you're unmuted now. I don't know. I don't know how
I'm
you got
muted.
I don't know how you were muted.
Am I muted?
I don't know. You just Milkman always gets muted somehow. Yeah. So anyway, let's wrap it up, dude. It's late. I want to thank everybody who listened tonight. We did sell our first. We sold our first CD. Actually, that's pretty good. I hope everybody downloads it, and definitely if you want to purchase it, you'll get a special copy of the CD with some bonus pranks on top of it that you can't download anywhere. I'm going to go ahead and sign that here for a good old, who bought it? Corrupt, yes, Corrupt Corruption bought it. Thanks, man. It's an honor, you know, to be the first person to actually buy the CD. You didn't just earn, you know, you didn't just win it. The actual first purchasers, let me autograph that now for you. Well, I thank everybody for listening tonight. We're here every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can visit the website madhouselive.com. I want to thank Lonesome Loser for checking in and, of course, confirming away as he did. The numbers that I didn't get to Lonesome, I will go ahead and save for a later date. Don't worry. All your efforts do not go in vain. I may be doing a show this Saturday on Syndicate, so be tuned. I might start doing a Saturday night show. Either 8 to 10 or maybe in the afternoon on Saturday, so be sure to check that out. Here I go, signing your CD there, good buddy.
Carlito.
We too. I messed it up. It says Carlitos. I have such bad penmanship and handwriting. Anyway, there you go. It looks nothing like Carlito, but trust me, it's signed for you. There you go, buddy. The first legitimate purchaser of the Madhouse CD. You're the man, Corrupt. I'll make sure that dries out before I put it back. But your CD will be on the way this weekend. Should you have it, you know, by this time next week, you should have your CD. Your CDs, actually. You have two CDs. Do you want the CDs nuts in your mouth? Anyway, Venison's going on. I haven't talked to him in a while. Anyway, yeah, so thanks to everyone in Syndicate, everyone who called in, British
hey,
Columbia.
You have my address to send mine, don't you?
Did you send it to me?
I do have to email it to you later.
Yeah, email. Yeah, I need yours.
I don't know. I'm asking email it to you. I have no idea.
Yeah, this weekend I'm going to make sure I send out. Everybody's getting. And I got to get Jen a copy. Got to get Milkman this copy out. I wanted to send one to Zolar, so I definitely got to get down this weekend and get on top of that. So yeah, everyone who participated, Nico, that crazy Nico guy at the beginning of the show. That was kind of fun, interesting. He even did a prank, I think, didn't he? Yeah, he tried. It was fun. And everyone who
thank
listened.
Thank you for those guys participating till in.
That's right.
Yeah, everyone.
Yeah, even that really game was that we had.
Participate every Thursday night.
I'll tell you what.
Down in the chat room.
That three-word game actually works pretty well.
Yeah,
great. Yeah, we got good pranks as a result of them, you know? So, hell, we might have to do that another time for, you know, on a special occasion, you know? We can't always do that, but every once in a while it's fun to play
challenge
a game.
Challenge yourself a little bit. Challenge your mind. Challenge your skills.
Exactly.
Challenge your wit.
All right, so, yeah.
So to speak.
Everyone, be sure to stay tuned to SyndicateRadio.tv and the MadhouseLive.com websites. We'll be back Thursday. Next Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern, as I said already. Why am I repeating that?
FrankHall.info.com and TuckerMike.com.
Uh-huh. And, yeah, PCU Radio. Thanks, Ted, for having us on there. We'll be back next week. Thanks, Baz. Also, if you're still out there, thanks, dude, for being on. We're out of here.
My friend out June 1st. Out in music stores.
Thanks, everyone who listened tonight and everyone in the chat rooms. Peace out. We'll catch you next week.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Ain't your little sister's radio station.
98.6
The Mouth.